Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is the last day of January, the 31st, a Thursday. I'm in for Kathy. Good morning. We're going to start with this. Plenty of sunshine today, but it's accompanied by frigid cold and bitter wind chills. Temperatures move from about 6 degrees at dawn to a high of just about 18. My thermostat or my thermometer on my car.
What did it say?
Read, it started off as 2, and then as I went along, it got to 0.
Wow.
I don't know how accurate that is, but it did read a 0.
So I was at 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winds will gust to 30 miles per hour at times. That's going to give us wind chills as bad as negative 20 around sunrise, and only in the low single digits later on in the day. Now, something to consider is hypothermia and frostbite will pose a significant threat today. It's important to bundle up in layers and cover as much skin as possible, especially if you have to be outside working. Warm breaks are a good idea. If you experience a burning sensation on the skin, seek a warm indoor environment. Do not warm frostbitten areas with hot water.
Yes.
As that can damage the skin. So slightly warm water is better. If you do end up with hypothermia, you need to seek a medical attention. And the symptoms are dizziness, sleepiness, excessive shivering, confusion, and stiff muscles. Now, a wind chill advisory, like I said, for today, it's in effect across the entire region until about 10 a.m., but even this afternoon, conditions will be dangerously cold. Tonight, less wind, but a low around 10 in Philadelphia and low single digits in some suburbs. Friday, partly sunny day with continued uncomfortable cold, although not quite as windy and harsh as today is. Morning lows are going to be in the single digits on Friday in many neighborhoods, and the afternoon high is going to be about 22 or so. Now, there might be some afternoon snow showers on Friday that could bring a coating of 1 inch accumulation. It's not going to be much.
The squall yesterday that tore through my, it was wild. I mean, it was a complete 0 to 60 scenario.
Yep.
I look out the windows, whiteout conditions.
Yep.
And then gone.
Yeah, it was well. very quick.
Yeah.
Same thing. I looked outside and I thought maybe, you know, the wind was so prevalent that it was just blowing around snow that was already down. But
no,
it was snowing, but it didn't last more than a few minutes.
We got more in our area, Mount Airy, we got more snow accumulation from that 20-minute squall than we got from
at
the
all.
Night before. Yeah.
Saturday, high of about 38, and then Sunday we're warming back up and we'll be near 50. And then Tuesday, it could get to 58 degrees.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Near 60 degrees.
Okay.
That's bizarre.
Here's the deal. Lock and load on that. Then
same
the
thing
day.
Same thing on Wednesday and Thursday. Sorry.
Day before the Carbord Classic, drop down to 30.
Yeah,
30,
be nice.
31. Then back up.
Press and tea times are already filling up.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, the mid-50s, absolutely. All right, moving on. Bucks County District Attorney Matthew D. Weintraub is warning a possible health risk following the arrest of a Yardley man for prostituting himself while knowing that he had HIV. Mark Andrew Kernan, who is 57, was arraigned Wednesday on felony charges including prostitution, possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, and criminal use of a communication facility. It's believed that Kernan has used his residence as a house of prostitution since December 2017 and previously lived in Philadelphia. He indicated to police that he knew that he lives with HIV. It's not immediately clear how long Kernan has been living with the virus. And according to the DA, this is a public health issue. He said, we are not making morality judgments here. If you've had sexual contact with this man, seek a medical evaluation immediately. Kernan posted on the website doublelist.com where he advertised erotic male massage in the Philadelphia area. So you need to look into that. Donald Trump blasted his intelligence chiefs yesterday after their public threat assessment briefing to members of Congress a day earlier contradicted what he has said about several issues, referring to Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, CIA Director Gina Haspel, and FBI Director Chris Wray, who'd appear before Congress Tuesday. Trump tweeted, perhaps intelligence should go back to school. Among the things the intelligence chief said, they stated that intelligence information doesn't support the idea that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will give up his nuclear weapons. Kim commented on or committed to denuclearization in his meeting with Trump last year. with a second meeting planned for next month. And Trump tweeted yesterday that the U.S. relationship with North Korea, quote, is the best it's ever been. He cited the North stopping its nuclear and missile tests as a sign of progress. The intelligence heads also said that Iran continues to adhere to the nuclear deal it reached with the U.S. and other world powers under former President Barack Obama, despite Trump withdrawing from the U.S. from it, and that by doing so, the deal has at least temporarily lessened the nuclear threat from Iran. Trump has called the agreement a terrible deal and tweeted yesterday, the intelligence people seem to be extremely passive and naive when it comes to the dangers of Iran. They are wrong. Democrats and on congressional intelligence committees accused Trump of undermining U.S. intelligence professionals. And then finally, and you'll love this, an employee of a Pittsburgh TV station, KDKA, has been fired after the graphic known cheater appeared at the bottom of the screen during a news report Monday afternoon in which New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was shown.
I'm surprised he got fired for that, man. Poor guy just bought a house.
Yeah.
True. But, I mean, it wasn't like the letters were discreetly hidden at the bottom. Yeah. It's in big letters, known cheater.
Sports Illustrated said the employee responsible for the graphic was given the boot.
Yeah.
KDKA said in a statement, while fans are entitled to have personal opinions, we have a journalistic responsibility to provide unbiased reporting. Brady, of course, was suspended by the NFL over the 2015 Deflategate scandal.
All right. So hang on a second. In Pittsburgh, but the call letters are start with a K?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I guess that's the case. Yeah.
East of the Mississippi, there's one right here in Philadelphia where that happens. And it doesn't happen often, but every now and then east of the Mississippi, there's one that starts with K.
Did not know that. All right, in sports this morning. Well, the Sixers continue their four-game trip out west with a game in Oakland tonight against the defending champs, Golden State Warriors. The Sixers are currently in fourth place in the Eastern Conference with a record of 33-18, while the Warriors, who have won 11 games in a row, are first in the West with 36-14. Tip-off set 10:30 tonight. Flyers, who have won five games in a row, six of their last seven, are on the road again tonight with a game in Boston against the Bruins. 50 games into the season, the Flyers have 21 wins and 48 points, and the Bruins have 27 wins and 60 points. The puck will be dropped at 7. And then finally, Eric Paschal scored 20 points. Phil Booth added 19 points and 8 assists. And the 14th-ranked Villanova Wildcats beat the DePaul Blue Demons 86-74 for their ninth straight win last night in Chicago.
Nice.
The Wildcats, who improved to 17-4 overall and 8-0 in the Big East, hit 15 three-pointers after making 17 in a win over Seton Hall on Sunday. Up next is a matchup against Georgetown. That's on Sunday at noon at the Wells Fargo Center. Oh, and by the way, the Eagles are still the Super Bowl
champions. Yes! Cannot deny that.
All righty, that's what I got for you this morning. Welcome to Thursday. Let's see what we have in store for our program today. We do have a guest stopping by. We have comedian Bruce Bruce. Haven't met him before.
No.
He's going to be playing at Punchline tonight, Friday and Saturday. So he just happened to pick the coldest day of the year to swing by this morning, as did our friends from the restaurant Tortugas in Collegeville. And they are our meet and eat this morning. They actually won this.
I love this.
The contest we did. You know what? I drive by Tortugas all the time.
I've heard great things about it.
And I have never eaten there.
I believe last time I went, it was BYO. And you can bring in beer.
Okay.
And tequila if you want.
And tequila if you want. Yeah, it's a great place. And they have fantastic burritos.
You know what's funny is every time I drive by it, I will actually say out loud, I'll say, Tortugas.
Me too. Every time.
Do you really?
Tortugas.
Tortugas. They're in Collegeville, and they're stopping by. And yeah, Nick, it says here, BYOB.
Nice.
And BYOT.
Tequila.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's great.
They'll mix some margaritas for you.
Well, that's... Isn't that nice of them?
Isn't that nice?
Okay.
Each wine your barrel.
So they're coming in today. We'll have some giveaways with those guys, and we'll sample their wares.
Nice.
And we have Go Fund Yourself. 2 days left, today and tomorrow. All told,
actually, it goes to Monday.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're correct, because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We have the day off, and we will do it then. So, hey! Never mind. You got plenty of time.
We didn't take the day off.
That's right. So, 8 o'clock is when we will do it this morning. Listen for your first chance win. Speaking of winning, we have a screening tonight of this film, Alita Battle Angel, and it is going to be at the Riverview IMAX Theater. And we can take, let's take like 7 callers right now. I'll give you some movie passes. 215-263-WMMR. It's at 7 o'clock. You need to be there by 6:30. And you can battle the elements and head out to this event. Casey will be there tonight. There's a special pre-roll from the filmmakers James Cameron and Robert Rodriguez.
That's cool.
And then a 6-minute behind-the-scenes exclusive afterwards, followed by a cast and filmmaker Q&A. That is out of the London premiere, which I guess is going to be happening live.
I would assume, right?
I'm not really sure. So, but that's tonight, and let's get you to the movie on us, all right? We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. The Entertainment Report is up next. Stupid Question, more giveaway. Stay with us this morning. We will have a good time in this bitter cold, I guarantee you.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day spa package from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Steven Singer is re-releasing exclusive 24-karat gold dip rose colors just for you. If you missed out on a color, here's your chance to add it to her collection. Check out all the available colors at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So, stupid question this morning. We give a 4-pack of tickets away for the golf and travel show and a dozen TaylorMade golf balls. So the question I have for you, since temperatures are on our mind, Nick gave me this one. At what temperature do Celsius and Fahrenheit meet? At what temperature will they be exactly the same? 215-263-WMMR, the same digits. So let's see if you know the answer. So give us a call right now, and we'll try to get you on and give you a prize. Today is Thursday, January 31st. We have some birthdays today. While we're waiting for your call, Marcus Mumford of Mumford and Sons has his birthday today.
And Casey, you didn't, you're not a huge fan of the newest album.
No, it's just not as good as the first two albums. All right. First two albums are really great. This album has a lot of songs on it. And I think the last two are the strongest songs on the whole album.
All right. And married to actress Carey Mulligan.
He is.
And I can't remember what she's in.
She's great. Yeah. She's in The Great Gatsby. Okay. Yeah. And she was in, just recently, damn it. She's really good.
Oh, was it the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
Director, we had Paul Dano in, right, to talk about
it? All right. So Marcus is 32 years old today. John Lydon, also known as Johnny Rotten, has his birthday, of the Sex Pistols. And the band that I like, Public Image Limited.
So did I.
Some good songs.
Yeah.
Rise is a great song. There's several good tunes from him. And he actually sings a little bit in that band.
He can sort of sing.
He can actually hold a tune in between of, I love you, you know, that delivery that he does. But, you know, he was a groundbreaker. So Johnny Rotten, 63 today. Justin Timberlake.
Whoa.
Yeah. 38 years old today.
Talented guy.
Act, sing, dance.
Has his luster sort of diminished a little bit? Was that last album sort of a misstep, that out in the woods sort of thing?
Who told me the last tour was kind of, was it Kathy that she was like, not as good as the one before, which you said was through the roof,
Marissa. I raved about it. He impressed me so much, and this one was a little low-key. He's coming back because he had to cancel part of his tour.
Well, he suddenly became like Eddie Bauer, right? He was like all, wasn't that the whole theme of the last, this last album, or this most recent one, that he's man of like, the woods?
He was always camping wearing camouflage. Like,
going fishing with Timberlake?
But you know what? Talk to my friend Jen, who, I mean, this guy can do no wrong.
Can do no wrong. All right.
She loves him.
So Justin celebrates his 38th birthday today. The very beautiful Kerry Washington, talented, great actress, is 42. Django Unchained, Ray, obviously Scandal, huge hit for her. The Last King of Scotland, she was in that as well.
By the way, she also had one of the best appearances, I think, ever on SNL.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
For someone who's not, that's not her thing, she was awesome.
So 42 today. Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
Another great actress.
Arrested Development.
Ellen DeGeneres, obviously. They've been a couple for quite a while. Yeah, Arrested Development. Ally McBeal, she's on that. She's 46. She really doesn't do much right now.
She is now working with Ellen's, it's like a gorilla, literally a gorilla preserve or, you know, it's very tasty if you put it on toast. No, it's a, they have this whole foundation that she's sort of managing now.
Gorilla Preserve.
This is great.
Yeah.
So do you actually puree the gorilla?
This is wonderful gorilla.
No! Portia, you've been doing it wrong!
She's 46. Mini Driver, who we got to know very well.
Thank you.
Goodwill Hunting. Gross Point Blank.
What do you think of her? Sexy? No? Yes?
Cute. Hated her in Good Will Hunting. Loved her in Gross Point Blank.
Okay. No, I liked her in Good Will Hunting. And I think she's very cute. She's 49 years old today.
Do you know what she's good on? That show Speechless, where she plays the mother of a man. Cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And the actor actually does himself have it, and she's really good.
Yep. So we also have Kelly Lynch, who you remember from movies like Cocktail and Roadhouse and Charlie's Angels. She is 60 years old today.
She knows that
pain don't hurt.
That's right. She knows that better than anybody.
Absolutely. It taught us all to carry our medical records with us, Preston.
Right.
Okay, so when did Roadhouse come out? Because, I mean, I was fairly...
That was 1941?
No, I was like 88 or 89, and I was fairly new to seeing boobies. And I saw hers, and I was like, hey, I'm like, oh, small ones. I like those, too.
Absolutely.
They come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah. There's no misstep.
89 case.
Wow. 1989. Okay. Then you have Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
So I see him every weekend during the Love Boat. He touts his Casey and the Sunshine Band cruise.
What?
Yes, featuring all the artists. Oh, yes, there are.
Oh, my God.
And he looks nothing like... what Casey used to look like.
I would imagine.
Yeah, he actually looks like Stuttering John now.
He's 68 years old, so his actual name is Harry Wayne Casey. So Casey came from, I guess, his last name, Casey. So Casey and the Sunshine Band. And the last birthday, one of the all-time great pitchers, Nolan Ryan, celebrates his birthday today. Nolan Ryan is 72. Nick, how old did he play till 45 or
45
something?
45
like
or 46,
that?
And he had seven no-hitters in his career.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, his numbers are absolutely incredible.
In longevity, the sport that is the most forgiving, would it be golf for you to have the longest career?
A professional career?
Yeah.
I would imagine. Trying to think of anything else that...
Baseball seems to favor if you're a pitcher or, you know, they
if you don't have to run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
First baseman and designated
hitter. Right. Yeah.
But Nolan Ryan started his career in 66 and ended it in 1993 with the Rangers. Man.
Isn't that amazing?
That is impressive.
It is. 72 years old today, so happy birthday. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. At what temperature do Celsius and Fahrenheit meet? 215-263-WMMR is the number, and I will go to Ed and see if we can get an answer. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Ed, do you know the answer to the question?
Yes, it's negative 40 degrees.
Negative 40 degrees. Yeah. You're correct, Ed. Hold on a moment. Get your information, Ed. There's some places in the Midwest that are touching that.
Crazy. Unbelievable.
All right, so we are going to give you a four-pack of tickets to the Golf and Travel Show and a dozen TaylorMade golf balls as well. Come teed up at the Philadelphia Golf and Travel Show February 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's at the Philly Expo Center. You can get huge savings on golf equipment and accessories. You can go to myphillygolfshow.com. All right, we'll start off a little bit on the more serious side with the entertainment news this morning. But detectives reviewed surveillance footage of Empire actor Jesse Smollett walking to his downtown Chicago apartment. So far, none of the videos show him being attacked by two masked men, although investigators have obtained images of people that they would like to question. A spokesman for Anthony Guglielmi tweeted photos of the persons of interest Wednesday evening. Investigators said for the most part they can confirm the route that he took early Tuesday when he says he was attacked along the street. After visiting a sandwich shop, they were able to track that, but however, there are gaps and none of the footage shows an attack, although the review is ongoing.
I was reading yesterday, Preston, that Chicago is one of the top five camera coverage cities in the country.
I had
no idea.
Yeah, they've got them all over the place. Smollett, who is black and gay and plays the gay character Jamal Lyon on the Fox television show, on the hit Fox television show, said the men beat him, subjected him to racist and homophobic insults, threw an unknown chemical substance, which they believe was bleach, at him, and threw a thin rope around his neck before fleeing. Detectives who are investigating the allegations as possible hate crime have looked at hundreds of hours of surveillance video from businesses and hotels in the heavily monitored area, but they still need to collect a few more.
Where was he actually beaten? That wasn't in the subway, right?
He was walking from the street. He was in an area that is fairly well covered, and as you said, they've reviewed hours and hours and haven't seen anything yet. So
it was in the Streeterville neighborhood along a street after visiting a sandwich shop.
And one of the issues that's a problem for them is that the two people of interest were going in the opposite direction of where they would have been heading to at the time of the attack.
Right. So they're expanding the search to include footage from public buses and buildings beyond the scene's immediate vicinity in the hopes of spotting the men who match Smollett's description of the suspects. He has not publicly spoken about the attack yet, but his representative told the Associated Press that the actor is at home and recovering. He has a broken rib, apparently, from the fracas.
Do you know they were offering him protection, security, to go with him, and he waved it off like about a week before.
Really?
When these notes had surfaced, they said, "Would you like? We can certainly set you up. You know, they'll be discreet." And he said, "No."
Yeah, the FBI is investigating a threatening letter targeting him that was sent last week to the Fox studio in Chicago where Empire is filmed. So
I'm not familiar with Empire. Is he a prominent character in that show?
I watched the whole first season, and I don't remember. Okay. But I don't think I think he came out after the fact. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah, he's on the record label.
He's
a performer. Yeah. So I've seen video. I don't watch the show, but I've seen video footage of him singing on the show, so I assume he's one of their artists, you know, so I guess he's a fairly important character. Not really sure. So the report, obviously, of the attack drew a flood of outrage and support for Smollett on social media. So they're reviewing that footage. This is hilarious. Ariana Grande's new tattoo didn't go quite as planned. The Seven Rings singer, I guess she has a new song called Seven Rings, shared a photo of her new hand tattoo late Tuesday in a since-deleted social media post, and her followers were quick to point out a spelling mistake. According to Entertainment Tonight, Grande originally posted about the ink on Instagram and tagged tattoo artist Kane Navazard, and she wrote, "This felt super good. Everyone thinks this is a fake hand, but it's indeed my hand." Navazard shared an image of the tattoo and tagged Grande back. The tattoo, which appeared on her palm, was meant to spell out her new single, Seven Rings, which is stupid to get that anyway as a tattoo before you find out if it's going to be a big hit or not.
Yeah.
The final result, however, actually translated to a Japanese-style barbecue grill.
That's crazy.
So in Japanese, it's basically saying Japanese barbecue grill.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, some people had posted about it. One person said, "I'm screaming. Did Ariana Grande really tattoo the Japanese kanji of barbecue grill on her hand?" On this, somebody else said, "Ariana Grande's new tattoo means Japanese-style barbecue grill, not Seven Rings." There was something left out of it that would have made it be Seven Rings.
Yeah, you would have had to have taken the kebabs off the grill.
And in a since-deleted response, Grande explained the tattoo mishap was due to pain. She goes, "I left out," and then she includes what character should have been in the tattoo. She said, "I left this out, which should have gone in between. It hurt like F and still looks tight."
It looks tight.
"I wouldn't have lasted one more symbol, LMAO."
Oh, what pisses me off is, where's the PNS?
And then she wrote, "But this spot also peels a ton and won't last."
Yeah.
"So if I miss it enough, I'll suffer through the whole thing next time." So that'll peel off eventually on your
palm. It's on a palm,
One of our interns got a tattoo when we were doing tattoos. She had a tattoo on the bottom of her toe. And it disappeared. It went away.
Okay.
It just
wears off.
It wears off.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would imagine you're obviously, you know, with all the wonderful things you can do with your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyhow, that's pretty funny.
There are countless stories. In fact, for the longest time, they'd be coming in like one every other week during the tramp stamp.
Yep.
Rage. people thought they were getting, you know, wonderful
inspirational
Chinese
messages
and Japanese sayings and proverbs, and they were way off the mark.
Well, because the internet now, you like, you only search for what you think you what you want to see. So you put it out there, you're like, oh yeah, that's right.
I would make sure it was vetted. I would make sure someone who actually spoke Japanese
confirmed it. Professor of language,
yes,
at a prestigious university
in Japan. I would fly to the leading university in Japan.
She has the resources as well, by the way, guys.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just going on Pinterest.
But I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm blown away at the intricacies of the Asian language. You know, not just Japanese.
Have you ever seen
like
a Japanese typewriter? Chinese typewriter?
No.
The amount of keys is incredible.
I took Japanese in college for a year, Casey. I was fairly decent in at languages. I spoke French fairly well and German.
But writing it, too?
Right. Well, so then I took Japanese thinking, I can do a third language. It was the most difficult year, and there are, just to give you a brief example, there are three separate alphabets in Japanese that you have to learn. And there's one that's based in Chinese characters, there's one that's based in traditional Japanese characters, and then there's one that's a little more updated.
Nick, there's a fourth one that's based entirely on characters from Benson.
Yeah, and you don't even get that until second semester.
That's only taught in universities.
Wow.
It's called the Guillaume bet.
I have some other stories to get to. Ashton Kutcher tweeted out and then deleted his phone number.
Why?
Oh, no.
He said that
how
he wanted.
Call him?
Well, he said he wanted a real connection with the masses. He wrote, "I miss having a real connection with real people, my community. From now on."
Yeah, guys, a story about this thing that happened at the food court.
He said, my community. You've been dating Brenda, by the way?
Exactly.
Brenda's getting around.
Yeah. He said,
we love you, Jordan.
My community. From now on, you can just text me. I won't be able to respond to everyone, but at least we can be real with each other, and I can share the unedited latest and greatest in my world.
I think it's adorable that he even for a second thought that. The great Harlan Ellison, one of my favorite science fiction writers of all time, who just passed away recently, put in a short story one time, Preston, I told you this on the air, his phone number. And so I'm such a fan. I'm sitting there on a Saturday afternoon about, 5:30. I'm reading the story going, there's no way. I called the number. Three rings, picks up. Hello? Is this Harlan Ellison? Yes, it is. You read the story, didn't you?
Wow, that's great.
But he couldn't have been nicer. Cool. But he put it in as part of a story about in a very early pre-Black Mirror sort of thing about being reduced to numbers and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And it was it. It was cool. Yeah.
This Ashton Kutcher, I feel like he needs to come to my barbecue and connect with real human beings.
Send it out there if he really wants. Casey. So you're not going to get any realer than a Casey barbecue.
Just call him.
Yeah.
Just call him and invite him.
Well, he didn't ask for a call.
Ask him, though, to bring his wife.
But after a more enthusiastic response than he was expecting, he deleted the digits. Here's what some fans reported getting in response to their text. Hey, Ash, this is what the response would be. Hey, it's Ashton. This is an auto text to let you know that I got your message. Everything else will be from me. Make sure you click the link and add yourself to my phone so I can respond to you. Welcome to my community. According to Wired, the text appeared to be pinged from a startup company, which has many calling foul. Lending credence to this theory is a tweet Kutcher sent out on Monday. He wrote, changing my social media strategy starting tomorrow. Stay tuned. So I don't know what all that
means. Sort of a bait and switch.
Yeah, he's probably invested in a company.
Many companies. Mm-hmm. He is legitimately, at this point, he is an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean, he really was the first person to talk about how great Twitter was.
Yes.
And, this may be a stunt, but I don't distrust it.
He was the first one to get 1 million followers, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was behind Pop Chips and things like that. Like
Preston,
really
you love Pop Chips.
Yeah, now they don't make them anymore.
No, text them.
I think they don't make them anymore. At least they don't have them.
Dear Rat Bastard.
They don't have them down in Mondo anymore.
What happened to Pop Chips? Is this Rat Bastard?
All right, I do have another Kutcher story.
Right.
He is
Kutcherpalooza.
Also being called out for his friendship with accused rapist and fellow ranch alum Danny Masterson, and of course that 70s show as well. On Saturday, the pair were photographed together at a Scientology wedding between Brittany Briscoe and ranch star Justin Mooney. One of Masterson's accusers, Chrissy Carnell Bixler, told the Daily Beast Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have positioned themselves as champions for women, children, fighting against sexual abuses and sex trafficking, public supporters of the Me Too movement, and Time's Up. Ashton and Mila were at the forefront marching in the Women's March in March of 2018 in Los Angeles. As much as I applaud them for standing up for women, I'm left confused and heartbroken as to why they refuse to stand up for all the women they know who have been violently raped by their friend Danny Masterson.
So has anything made it to court yet on that Danny Masterson thing?
Not that I've heard of.
All right.
I do not know what the story is. But, man, can you imagine? So Ashton and Mila are at a Scientology wedding. How much of that time do you think is spent trying to recruit those two?
Like crazy.
You know what I mean? To get them on
like crazy.
Board.
In fact, that was and you watch the Leah Remini show, they That's wanted right. her to be a recruiting agent.
Absolutely.
They kept saying, put the full court press on Kevin James.
I wonder if
they wanted him desperately.
I wonder if they've reeled that back a little bit since the Leah Remini show and maybe, you know, just pulled it back a tiny bit. I don't know.
They eventually got Larry the Cable Guy, and then they were happy. But, no, I don't know. You know, the whole Celebrity Center in Beverly Hills is designed for that recruiting purpose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, so, yeah, Marissa?
Follow up, the Acme around the corner on City Avenue has pop chips.
Oh, they do?
They do.
Good follow up.
Just like
wow. Kristen Bell, Josh Gad, Idina Menzel, and Jonathan Groff are reuniting for the sequel of the 2013 mega hit Frozen. The stars are taking to social media to share tantalizing glimpses of the magic that awaits. Gad captioned a shot of the foursome smooching a stuffed reindeer saying, "Soon enough." Frozen 2 will drop this November and will also star Evan Rachel Wood, Sterling K. Brown, and Dwayne Johnson as well.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't think it'll ever be, but you never know. You never know. I don't think it can be as great as the first movie. It's become
very cute.
Beloved to me.
You know what I liked? They did a little Christmas special.
It was cute.
I thought it was cute.
Yep.
So is it as good as it, like, great, like some of the other ones are? No. But I was surprised at how seduced I was by it, and Elsa's hot.
She is. Yeah. She is, no question. Speaking of hot, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel star, Rachel Brosnahan, I have a total crush on her now, is honoring her late aunt Kate Spade by starring in a new campaign. The designer died by suicide last June at the age of 55, and her Francis Valentine label is reissuing on one of her iconic designs in her honor. And Brosnahan said, "I think when you lose someone you love very, very much, you spend a lot of time trying to think about how to keep their spirit alive." She said, "I think in Katie's case, there is so much of her left behind, and this was an opportunity for us to celebrate her life and her legacy." So she will be a part of that campaign.
That's a perfect example. You cannot know what's going on in someone's mind. She appeared to have everything, you know?
Yeah.
But
a great life.
You never know.
Yep. Rosie O'Donnell appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers Tuesday, where she dished on becoming a first-time grandmother to her daughter Chelsea's baby girl. She said it was something really beautiful. It's very trite, but it's what everyone says. When you're a grandparent, it's like having a baby times a million.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob.
Won't let it go, man.
And it's...
She said, granddaughter.
That's what it's like. Chelsea and her boyfriend, Jacob Barroza, welcomed Skylar Rose in December. Steve, you'll probably know this name, Luisa Moritz.
Yes, I do.
An actress known for playing Rose in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Passed away. She was 72 years old.
Oh, you remember her, Preston. She was in a ton of stuff.
I looked her up. She was on shows like American Love, American Style, and Match Game.
The Last American Virgin.
That was her?
That's her.
That's the Louisa Spanish Moritz, gal.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She
I didn't know
that.
She
was very buxom.
Very voluptuous,
She was funny. She was always sort of a comic relief. Yeah, she was in some Cheech and Chong stuff.
A lot more talented than, I mean, just physically that was the distraction, but she was talented. That sucks.
Yeah, she passed away. She had a long-standing heart ailment and she was reportedly working on two books at the time of her death. Her name returned to the public spotlight in 2014 when she joined a slew of other women accused of the now disgraced Bill Cosby of sexual assault.
Oh, wow.
She alleged that Cosby forced her to perform oral in the dressing room of The Tonight Show in 1971.
Holy hell.
But she was on MASH and The Incredible Hulk, and she had a bunch of television roles.
She had a high, sort of a high-pitched voice, too.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
In the 70s and 80s, so sad news there.
That blows.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this is cool. Lord of the Rings helmer Peter Jackson has signed on to direct a documentary about the Beatles' recording of the album Let It Be in 1969.
There was obviously the movie, which was a great chronicle of watching a band fall apart. But Peter Jackson is awesome at the documentary stuff.
Well, they basically took 55 hours of that behind-the-scenes footage from the movie Let It Be. The project is said to have cooperation from principals and widows. So Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Ringo Starr, Yoko Ono, and Olivia Harrison have all agreed it's okay. Let It Be was released in 1970, months after the band broke up. And after reviewing all the footage, this is according to Peter Jackson, after viewing all the footage and audio that Michael Lindsay Hogg shot 18 months before they broke up, it's simply an amazing historical treasure trove. I said, sure, there were moments of drama, but none of the discord this project has long been associated with. Watching John, Paul, George, and Ringo work together, creating now classic songs from scratch is not only fascinating, it's funny, uplifting, and surprisingly intimate.
There are times in that movie when you can almost sense the, oh, great, Yoko's here.
Oh, yeah.
great!
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? There was an interview with Paul recently who they had asked him, why didn't you guys say anything to John and say, come on, man. He said that they could tell that John was just absolutely over the top in love with her.
And they were right.
And there was just, you know, that's just the way it was.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But
John wasn't going to let anybody tell him anything.
And it was festering.
No way.
But it was festering. There's no way to handle it. But there's like, that's a great suggestion. Yoko!
Yeah, exactly. I posted yesterday was the 50th anniversary of their final performance together.
Was that your picture?
In London, yeah.
Yeah, the picture of the building on which they performed. It was the old the record.
It was the Apple. Their headquarters, Apple Corps. And I got to go and check out the building. So I posted a picture of me yesterday standing right there. And it was one of the coolest moments on the trip to London for me personally. So
but 50 years.
50 years.
Beautifully composed photo, Preston. The angle was great. Well, it's almost like it was like
use
someone
a filter.
10 inches shorter than you took it.
It's my dream that one day Preston Elliott will take a picture of the outside of this building and honor it. This morning show where they play Fart Effects.
So it's like more than 10 inches, like 13, 14 inches shorter 13. Than you.
So anyhow.
2 feet shorter.
50 years ago.
You're almost as tall as the building, Preston.
13 inches is 1 foot, 1 inch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I just had a Kathy moment.
What did you... Well, I don't
She's
follow.
Like, he's not 2 feet taller than me. As if 1 foot was like 6 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I missed all that.
I did, too.
Well, Marissa was alluding to the fact that she was the one who took the picture. And she also said that she was only 10 inches shorter. And then I told her, no, you're about 13, 14 inches shorter. But she was like, that's not 2 feet. And so her math was a little bit off.
Just a tad.
This has been a breakdown of the last few. Thank you.
The Beatles.
All right, so one last story. Mattel and Warner Brothers are teaming up on Hot Wheels, a movie about the toy line of small cars.
When Hot Wheels first came out, now I'm older than you guys, they had just invented toys in general.
Okay.
But I loved Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Man, did I love Hot Wheels.
Did you have a preference between Hot Wheels and Matchbox? I didn't care.
Hot Wheels rolled faster, but I liked them both. Exactly, yeah. I agree. Whatever car that I liked, you know, that was...
But
Hot Wheels had a suspension system.
I know you're right. They would bounce up and down the wheels.
Yeah.
But if you had a Hot Wheels track,
the
Matchbox cars wouldn't run quite as well. But they wouldn't run quite as well.
Did you have what I think they called it the powerhouse?
Of course,
cars would go through. Oh my! As a kid, could it have been any better? I had one that was had the wide track that curved up.
Yeah.
So they did go around in a figure eight. Mercy, you can understand how important this was.
Oh, I was a Micro Machines.
Okay. Well, these
guys. Later. Yes. Well, what was first to the race? Was it Hot Wheels or Matchbox?
It's a good question.
Matchbox. I think Matchbox was.
And then Mattel bought Tyco Toys in 1997, so now they're the same company, Matchbox and Hot Wheels.
Okay. Barbie had casting issues. What the hell does this have
to do
with
that? That's a
doll,
Preston.
Well, this comes to do after with these
okay, here
we go. And G.I. Joe.
Toys being movies.
Yeah. I skipped the line. It says this comes after Mattel's first halting attempt to turn a property into a movie. Barbie had casting issues. Amy Schumer and Anne Hathaway dropped out. Margot Robbie is now in, and Sony bowed out of that altogether. So we'll see if this ends up happening, but it looks like Warner Brothers and Mattel, as of now, are teaming up to do a Hot Wheels movie, which could be cool.
They go to that well. Look at Bumblebee. Apparently, is a solid movie and has done very well at the box office. So
Transformers,
yeah.
Were those toys first or cartoons?
Toys. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And they were actually second to the game. GoBots were first.
Yeah, GoBots suck.
And where did Voltron fall in? Did Voltron precede Transformers or after?
That's a good question. But like, and it's so weird because it was kind of like, it wasn't really
it was like stew.
It wasn't like stew. Stew's delicious.
I'll give you a food analogy. GoBots were to Transformers as Hydrox were to Oreos.
Okay, that's actually well done.
Okay. But what I'm saying is Voltron wasn't like Transformers, because even though Voltron turned into a robot,
yeah,
they were still lions, and you know.
Like, yes, they were more like animals. Yeah. I hear you.
Lion hands, good lion
point.
Feet.
Good point, yeah.
Way before that, though, was Battle of the Planets, where they would all, those vehicles would all come together and make one gigantic vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. All right, we're going to play clips now, if you will.
That fingers.
We're diving.
Clips are not over yet.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Gotta be honest.
I could just read them to you.
Yeah. All right.
If you want to.
Ooh, mystery clips.
No. Oh, you know what? I can't read them to you because I only have the out cue. I just have the last six words.
Go ahead, read the out cue, okay, and we'll guess what it pertains to.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Really?
We'll reverse engineer this.
Oh, there's no way you'll get this.
All right, go ahead.
Exaggerated version we could think of.
All right, it's talking. This is Dame Judi Dench talking about her preference for Hydrox.
My God, you're incredible.
No, we have it now.
Oh, we do? Okay. Yes.
Well, right. Is Steve wrong?
I haven't heard I'm wrong.
Comedy Central's The Other Two.
Oh, okay.
Was created by Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider, two former SNL writers. In this clip, Chris describes how they created a show about two washed-up mid-30s siblings dealing with their internet-famous 13-year-old brother.
You're always comparing yourself to other people. You're always wondering if you're doing well enough. What would be the worst other person to compare yourself to? And we were like a much younger sibling. So that was like an exaggerated version we could think of.
I don't think I want to see it.
The Other Two airs tonight.
Such a good go-to clip.
I love that clip.
I don't think I want to see it.
Hit it one more time if you would, please.
I don't think I want to see it.
The other two.
What was he talking about? Was it like police evidence that he molested somebody?
Maybe, probably. Yeah.
But it works for basic cable TV as well.
No, he's talking about women's private parts.
Right, yeah, I don't want to see those.
Yeah, yeah.
They look like fleshy curtains.
No, it airs tonight, 10:30 on Comedy Central. Let's do the next clip. Netflix original film, Velvet Buzzsaw, follows an art critic, a gallery owner, and an ambitious assistant as a supernatural force takes revenge after paintings by unknown artists are discovered.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a weird-looking movie. In this clip, Jake Gyllenhaal describes his immediate reaction to Dan Gilroy's script.
He wrote a brilliant, brilliant screenplay that blew my mind when I read it again, like Nightcrawler, and I just was like, I read it in an hour and a half and called them up and I was like, I'm in. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant.
I don't think I want to see it.
It's got a real Black Mirror vibe.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And here it is, direct for Netflix.
Yeah, Velvet Buzzsaw will be available for streaming starting tomorrow, so you'll be able to check that out. So good. Love it when new stuff comes out.
Is John Malkovich? He's in this as well. He's Mr. Netflix.
Yeah, because he was in Bird Box. So he's been working quite a bit. Good for him. All right, there you go. That's what I got in the entertainment report this morning. Let's take a break because we want to get you some money. We got the GoFund Yourself coming up as close to 8 o'clock as we can get it. We have our Meet and Eat winner, Tortugas.
Tortuga!
Collegeville will be
here. Oh, they're here!
They made it already.
All right,
Tortuga!
We'll do some giveaways with those guys in a little while. They're in the Redner Shopping Center, by the way. And comedian Bruce will be here on top of that. And we'll return shortly. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Ghost. Bad Wolves. The Struts. Ooh, your body's home.
More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
We have a new Daily Rush video that is up, and it is called Manthi's Voice. Steve gives us a behind-the-scenes look at how he creates Manthi's voice.
Wow.
And you can watch that video now, PrestonandSteve.com, and it's brought to you by Punchline Philly, Fishtown's newest comedy club restaurant.
I think I want to see that.
Yeah, somebody had emailed in and asked what your voice sounds like without the effect on it while you're doing
it. I think I want to see that.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
I think I want to see that.
And so you can watch the video because we have fun with it, and that's on PrestonandSteve.com. An Illinois Police Department has made an arrest with all this record-breaking coal going on. In a Facebook post that's going viral, McLean Police Department officers arrested Elsa from Frozen for causing the deep freeze that they're currently experiencing. They posted Tuesday afternoon, writing, "Attention, due to extreme cold weather, all criminal activity and acts of stupidity and foolishness have been canceled. Even Elsa has been placed under arrest with no bond until further notice." And they have pictures of her being arrested, the Queen of Arendelle, which I thought was which is great.
I love that. So this is was this somebody who had just been arrested, or did they orchestrate the shot?
It's a made-up shot.
I love it.
The post has been shared over 2,000 or 3,000 times by now. So, yeah, obviously we're hitting. You know what? Check what the current temperature is right now, if you would. I know it varies from service to service that you use. We don't have a
68.
No, that would be incorrect.
That's inside.
Yeah, that's inside now.
Outside. Yeah, no.
You can look on your phone.
Yep.
You know what? I'll do it.
You do it.
Let me do that right now. It is currently 5 degrees.
What? Ooh. I have 6 degrees.
In Philadelphia. the real feel, according to 6ABC, is -4 as we speak. And that's with the gusts of wind. So it's going to be harsh. Nick gave me a list of the coldest temperatures ever recorded in all 50 states. And at one point in time, and I don't think I have the story of what exactly was going on, or when this happened, but the coldest ever in the state of Pennsylvania is -42 degrees.
All right, so it's probably winter.
And probably winter, probably at a higher elevation, too.
So I would imagine.
That's across the entire state. New Jersey's record low of all time is -34. Delaware's record low is -17. And the lowest in the entire country, no surprises, in Alaska. And that was -80 degrees.
-80 degrees.
Can anything function?
That's a good question.
I'm sure you can't drive, right? Your car's going to shut down.
Like, there's wildlife that exists out.
Yeah.
Wildlife that exists out in -80 degrees. Like, we never hear reports after a freeze like that of people wandering around seeing animals frozen in place.
Yeah, mass deaths of deer anything like that. I mean, they can die from starvation and things like that. But how in the world do these creatures survive outside for times like this?
There's got to be something that they do to, you know.
I don't know.
I was reading a story the other day about alligators freezing in ponds. Have you seen this?
No.
And
awesome.
Some areas like South Carolina that can still get really cold temperatures in certain winter conditions, and the gators will know when the water's about to freeze. And they will stick their nostrils just above the water, and you can see them frozen.
No way.
In ice, just their nostrils sticking up.
Wow.
They're cold-blooded, and they can change their body, the way it operates, to compensate for that. Their heart rate slows to almost nothing.
Just basic running system.
Yeah, it's life support systems only.
Yeah, like a heartbeat, you know, a minute.
Yeah, so that stuff can happen, but
they were looking at a picture of an alligator's nose sticking out of the ice.
Frozen.
And the caption, just chilling.
Yeah. But no, I do think about, you know, deer and squirrels and animals, you know, groundhogs and all that stuff and how they can survive.
But I was, you know, taking my dogs for a walk last night and
they froze in place.
No, but, you know, their feet.
Yeah.
You know, they're not wearing shoes or boots like I am, right?
You have to be aware of that. People need to know. No, you need to be aware of that, especially with animals.
The same thing with hot temperatures as well. Like, you know, their feet walking on blacktop.
You can't let a regular domestic pet out, you know, for long term. You know, leave them out for hours in weather like this. You can't do it.
Right. By the way, the only state that has not seen a sub-zero temperature is Hawaii. Although it does get really, really cold in the high elevation areas.
Wow, I'm surprised at that just because of the mountainous area.
Remember that big campaign years ago, Ski Hawaii?
Yeah.
Ski Hawaii. Now, they do have snow on some
they
of those,
do.
Mauna Kea, I think.
Dead volcanoes.
Yeah, so Hawaii has the highest, lowest temperature.
Okay, the highest, lowest temperature.
My neighbor in the last go-round, frost-wise, had a pipe burst.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's a this is the big concern with when the temperature drops down like today.
Yeah.
And man, thank God, knock whatever it resembles wood here. We have not had that.
Yeah, I have had pipes burst. In fact, I just had one burst. It was an outside pipe, so I got lucky there.
Yeah.
And somebody had turned it off for me, so I was lucky. Chuck D'Amico, he and his wife just purchased a shore house down in Wildwood.
For $7.5 million.
It was $7.9
okay,
million.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
No, but it was a nice little place. But he had a pipe burst that he didn't know, and it had gushed water into his neighbor's crawl space for days.
Oh!
For days and days and days. Now, none of these places have basements or anything like that, but so I don't necessarily.
It still sucks.
I don't know what that means for anybody, but somebody had to call the police and eventually turn his water off. And apparently, his water shut off is not in his home; it's at his sidewalk.
So what's the deal? Do you when it gets to be for pipes that you haven't shut off for the, you know, for the winter or whatever, do you leave them dripping?
We shut them off. I don't.
For outdoor.
Any spigot that goes outside the house.
Yeah.
You got to shut off. Believe it or not, my wife takes care of all that.
I believe it 100%.
I don't know how to do it.
My wife bleeds the radiators.
But she shuts them off. And we did have one year where a part, for some reason, the cold got a little, it traveled inside somehow or another, and a pipe burst, and we had some minor flooding, and that was a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But we shut the valve off.
Shut the valve off and then bleed it.
Yeah, yep. You empty it out, and then you should be good.
But your indoor pipes, Steve, I was watching the news last night, and I thought they said to keep something on a trickle for your indoor pipes. So, like, you know, your kitchen sink or bathroom sink or whatever, leave something.
So leave it dripping?
We have pipes in the basement that are wrapped in, like, it's, you know.
Insulation?
Insulation. It's like an older house, but I assume these are smaller water pipes, and they're wrapped in insulation.
Yeah. We use a flamethrower from time to time.
You have to, man.
Yeah. Actually, you do hear stories of people that will use a small handheld flamethrower, if you will, and try to heat their pipes back up, and they catch their house.
There are people that try to kill bugs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I saw a video of a guy yesterday who was, you know, ice scraping his car windows. He had rigged up a system where he put basically a tube that hooked up to his muffler.
Okay.
Okay. And then he turned his car on, and then
he sat in it and committed suicide.
And then he was like, I'm done.
He left the garage door closed.
I'm checking out. No, he used the tube that connected to his muffler and then used that hot air coming out of his muffler to help. You got to see this video. It's pretty
well,
wild.
I sent you something, Preston, yesterday that's sort of a a hack, I guess, as they call it.
Yeah.
It seems feasible, right?
Yes. So a guy came up with what he feels is an ingenious way to defrost or to de-ice his windshield. And he would basically take hot water. You're not supposed to pour hot water on your windshield. It can crack it, directly on, and then it'll refreeze. But this guy took hot water, put it in a gallon size Ziploc bag, and then he would run it across the windshield, and the ice would come off. Now, I didn't see a video of it. Did you?
I did see a video.
Okay, because it was
coming up pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. I assume time is of the essence, because as you're out there, you know, the water's cooling off.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was incredibly effective.
The ice scraper works. It's not fun,
Got this one that's an Instagram thing that caught my eye.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a round ice scraper, okay. Like a cone. Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
And I used it. It worked pretty damn well.
Like, describe it again.
It is basically like you hold on to a handle, and it's sort of conical. So you, the large diameter, the round part is open at the bottom, almost like a megaphone with a handle, a tiny megaphone with a handle.
Okay.
And you scrape it around the windshield.
Yeah.
That's it right there, pressing up on the screen. Scrape around, it's called.
You know how, like, a regular ice scraper only works in, like, one direction?
Yeah.
This works in all directions, a 360 direction.
Interesting. What I do like about the ice scraper, those on the pole, the long ones, you can really reach, you know, those things are a little far away. Man, I broke my windshield wiper scraping off my windshield.
Today?
Day before, or yesterday.
Oh, that sucks.
And so I got to get that fixed, or, I mean, you're flat
can
out.
Can you put the screen in until?
Screwed if the screen.
Instead of the windshield. Just
no,
put the screen.
I can't do that.
That is a nightmare. I had that happen during a cold snap. And I remember you want to talk about those times when you feel like you are the ultimate pussy. I think it was at Pet Boys. I had to go to someplace. I'm there, and I've replaced windshield wipers and the whole thing before. I couldn't figure out how to do this.
Me either.
I'm there. There's like a 17, 18-year-old cashier, a girl out there. She comes right up. There you go.
I bought the wrong one not that long ago. And I was like,
oh, the wrong wiper?
Well, yeah, but I looked it up. It's supposed to be the right one, the serial number.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're like so many other people who won't admit they do exactly the same stuff.
Here, somebody says that ice scraper, Steve, is it's like an air hockey handle. Like
exactly.
You scrape it around like that. Okay.
I have a car that is 6 or 7 years old, and I'm probably buying a new one in the next year or so. I have heated seats, which is really nice and totally a privilege.
Means everything.
It does. But my next car for just for days like this will have the automatic start. I don't have that. And, like, that's a luxury that if you can afford it, you should have in your car.
So I never we got it put into my wife's car. I've never had it. I'm
surprised because you're such a tech guy.
I am a tech guy.
It's phenomenal.
I'm thinking about doing it. I might just bite the bullet.
Your car now doesn't have an automatic start.
What's that?
Your car now doesn't have an automatic start?
The Volvo does.
Okay.
So the Volvo, which is the XC60, has it right. It has it. In fact, it's part of an app that's on the phone. Ba-bam.
But your Lamborghini does not.
No, my Lamborghini does not. But Jeeves goes out and lays his warm belly on it.
Okay.
In this situation, I'm right by where the car is, you know, so, and it's, you can transmit those things a mile away now. They're so good.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to go and bite the bullet and do it.
If you can afford it, get it, because it's worth it.
You just blew my mind with the fact that it's an app, because I live in an apartment building, so I go down an elevator from my apartment, then up another elevator to my car. So for it to have an automatic start, I'd be like doing it from like 500 feet away from where...
No,
you use the app.
Yeah, it's I'll show you on the phone. It's the Volvo app, and then you just hit it, boom, things start right up.
I got this text that says, "Hey, Preston, winter kill-offs are real. Harsh winters kill lots of deer. It's not a big deal, though, because there are a lot of them," it says. So I guess that may happen from time to time.
I'm going to have to take their word for it. I've never heard of it. I always think, Preston, because I'm out hiking a lot, that you'll see deer frozen in the air jumping over a branch or something.
No, I've heard it, especially with like baby deer, like if you see spots on a baby deer after a certain time in the fall,
like
they're not going to make it through the winter.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know when that time is in the fall when when's that cutoff. But
hey, what about livestock? You know, if you're a farmer in this area,
that's a big issue.
What do you do with the cows?
Ice cream.
With the ice cream. Okay.
No, well, the heaters, heaters. And
what I did one time I found out is they do have breeding seasons to make sure that calves and goats, whatever you might be raising, aren't born at the wrong time of year. Because when they're young, Casey, is when they're most susceptible to the cold weather.
Okay.
So they make sure that they breed at a certain time of year. That's why we did we wanted to do a contest one time. I forgot what it was, where I think it was like a baby pool or something. And we wanted to get animals pregnant, and somebody told me about that.
Okay.
And it was, anyway.
But is it okay to leave cows and horses and other types of livestock out in weather like this?
They will, it, like in the barns and stuff like that. It's my understanding, my niece, was ran a horse stable.
Okay.
And they had heating units, and that's upstate New York.
Yeah, all right.
You have to make sure that they have a heat source.
Good question. Maybe a farmer can call in. I don't know. How about this? This is something I've never heard of before. And apparently it's caused by bitter cold and extra moisture and has been reported in Pennsylvania. It's called a frost quake.
Yes.
You ever heard of this?
Mm-hmm. What is it? I heard the name, and I don't know what it is.
So here's an example. Michelle Tebbets was crocheting a blanket when she was startled by a big bang. She said, it sounded like a big piece of furniture fell over. Said, and I'm thinking, what did the cats knock over that was that big and that loud?
Tarnation.
After Tebbets, who lives in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, don't know where that is, Dillsburg, checked the whole house and found nothing out of place. She reported the activity to York College professor and geologist Jerry Jones.
Why are you bothering me?
Jones said, I said, well, maybe it was an earthquake. Or she said, maybe it was an earthquake. So I got a hold of Jerry Jones. And he said he's gotten a bunch of calls from people. And he said, you're having a frost quake.
This is out by Harrisburg, Preston.
Okay. Up until 2000.
Great train service out there, by the way.
Up until 2009, frost quakes were only felt in 12 other states and into Canada, according to Jones. These frost quakes are a situation where the ground is not frozen totally, but it's oversaturated and sub-freezing temperatures begin. The ground and water will freeze and expand. And it actually, he says, puts out almost like a little explosion, and people hear these booms.
Is it sort of like a tectonic shift because of the expanding ice?
Isn't explained that way.
Is it aliens pumping energy into the earth to blow it apart?
Might be more like that. But now more and more people are reporting frost quakes.
Wow.
In Pennsylvania.
So it sounds like an explosion, or sounds like a thud, a crash.
It says they sound more like a boom or a bang. And then we get a little shake in the house. That's what Stephen Tebbets said, her husband. This is not the first time that the couple has felt tremors at their home. Millersburg University even installed a seismograph in the Tebbets' backyard. To get a feel for what this was all about.
Never had anything like that. Or I don't know if I would know that I had experienced one, yeah.
Jones has assured the family that this time it was a frost quake and not an earthquake. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
Never
they
heard
both
of that
suck.
Phenomenon before. Let me go to, we have somebody who raises livestock.
Yes.
Tell us a thing or two. I'm going to go to Madison. Hey, Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Madison?
Good, can't complain.
All right, good. So you raise what kind of livestock?
I have a horse.
You have a horse. Okay, and what do they tell you about... about the cold weather and horses?
He's fine. He wears a blanket. He lives outdoors year-round, and he's got a running shed.
Hey, how does he drink in this weather?
With his mouth.
No, I mean, I'm seriously. Like, with the water freezing outside.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
How does he drink, Madison? Funny. Who are you protecting?
They've got heaters in their water tubs. They know what they're doing. The animals have enough fur on them by this point. They need to stay warm.
All right. with your one horse outside, is there a stable that you bring him into, or does he come inside?
Yeah, there's like a three-sided shed. It's got a roof, and then it's open to his pen. He can go in there if he wants to stay warmer. He stays outside and, I guess, freezes his ass off if he's dumb enough.
All right, what about his feet? Does he wear boots?
No.
You don't like them much, do you?
They don't have feet. They have hooves.
He's an ungulate.
She's Preston. Madison. He's checking Madison to her cred to see if she has my horse's feet.
An actual horse or not. I'm
what
sorry.
About his dorsal fin? Does it freeze?
I didn't see that. I stepped on that. I apologize. No, you were just looking for credibility.
Good livestock, bad livestock. That's the.
I have a friend from high school that like picked up her life and moved to a farm. I don't even know where, upstate New York or something. She always posts photos of like the cows in the snow and they're just kind of hanging out there.
Well, yeah, naturally they would. However, there's a big agricultural high school on Henry.
Yes,
and they're in an enclosure that appears to have heat and all that stuff. I mean, you're not. You can't leave, at least it's my understanding, you're not supposed to leave them out in brutal weather.
Steve, what would they call it if a whole bunch of cows froze to death at once?
It could be an utter catastrophe.
By the way, people on text message are just adding all kinds of little tidbits this morning. Oh, did you know that New Year's Eve in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, a 6-foot Mr. Pickle hangs from a fire truck ladder and at midnight is lowered into a barrel?
What? Oh, my God. Why do I not go there?
That is awesome. That's something we need to adopt.
Hang on. Let me. Speaking of the frost quake thing, I'm going to go to Sue. Hi, Sue. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you? Sorry to bother you at work.
Okay. Nah, it's all right. You wanted to tell us something about frost quakes.
Well, I don't know that it's specifically a frost quake, but my sister and her family live in Minnesota. They live north of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
and we went to visit them last year. They live on a lake, and they ice fish every year. They have a little house that they drag out, just like grumpy old men.
Yeah.
And so it was the first time I ever did it, and I was terrified, but I did it. And so we're sitting in the ice house or the fish house, and I kept hearing cracking noises, which I expected. But all of a sudden, I heard a boom. It sounded like someone pushed a car off of a roof or like a huge piece of furniture. It sounded like we were just going to die.
Wow. Okay.
And my brother-in-law was laughing. He's a Minnesota native, and he said, it's just the ice. It's, you know, it's continuing to freeze all the time. It's so cold, and it constantly expands and contracts.
No, that is true. If you've ever, so to echo what you're saying, Sue, when we did the cruise of Alaska, and we were by the College Fjord, which is where three glaciers all intersect, just the natural ice shifting almost sounds like little explosions and thuds and this loud disorienting noise. That's probably similar to what you were hearing.
It did. It was horrifying. Thank God I had the 12-pack of Guinness with me. So
a quick question about that ice fishing. So when you're in the ice cabin, you see them, they have heaters there. Is it fairly comfortable or is it a nightmare?
Oh, super comfortable. It was like being in a house. There was a heater. We had, like a little microwave, a stove, TV. It was great. It was just
did you catch anything?
Did you catch anything?
Yes, some kind of a pike. I don't know. I threw it back.
Okay. Sounds like a blast.
I would like to go for marlin.
Yeah.
like real big game fish, Preston.
I've never, ever had any interest in ice fishing at all.
I like the little house. I think
the houses are cute. The huts are cute. But yeah. And they pull out these tiny fish and it's like... Yeah.
Really? And they always throw them back because they're too small.
Yeah. I don't know.
There was a big boom in South Philadelphia the other night, and Tim Graham, who lives in the area, woke him up. He's saying he's wondering if it was one of those frostquakes.
Okay.
They're hearing it from, like, Kensington to New Jersey, that far away. Huh. And nobody, they said there was no water main breaks, there was no earthquakes, there was no anything. So.
And he knew that the munitions factory next door had closed down early.
Let me go to Mario, because he heard something maybe last night. Mario, how you doing?
Hey, big brown Guatemala nipples.
Suck them by all sorts of pimples. Yo, buddy, so where do you live, Mario?
Hey, so I live in Westchester. We just moved in about 2 months ago. Yeah. And last night, I'm sitting in the house. My wife works night, so I'm by myself with my dogs. And I heard this pop. I didn't know what it was. I live around a bunch of trees. I thought maybe it was just a branch falling on the deck or something. About 10 minutes later, I heard another pop. And it was loud enough to alarm me.
Okay.
So... I have a basement door that's metal, and it sounded like almost like somebody was trying to get into that door. So I shut everything off in the house real fast. I grabbed my gun. I got ready, only to find out that I think it was my deck shifting because it got so cold. But it was loud enough to make me think that somebody was trying to break into my basement.
Dude, if you're reaching for your firearm there because you're that frightened, it had to be pretty goddamn loud.
Well, I'm prepared.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be taken off guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if that was a snowquake, though. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it, Mario.
No problem.
All right. We're juggling a few different things here. Let's go to Dan. Dan is a farmer. Can tell us about livestock.
Yes.
When it gets this unbelievably cold. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
All right, Dan. So what all do you raise?
Up here in Potter County, I have pigs, goats, sheep, geese, chickens, guinea hens. Moved up from Philadelphia about 2 years ago.
All right, you beat the chick with one horse.
Is there any threat when it starts to get this cold to these animals that have to be outside?
Absolutely there is.
Okay.
But I've learned over the past 2 years, there's a lot of projection. You know, people are like, oh my gosh, I'm cold. Your animals must be freezing.
Yeah.
There's a few key things, like with sheep. You got to make sure they stay out of deep snow, but they can handle any sort of wind you put at them as long as they have some sort of coverage.
Okay.
So right now my sheep are out in the field and they're doing just fine.
Wow.
Everybody else is in the barn just to avoid the wind.
Okay, so the wind is an issue with horses. We assume that they can be out for a bit, but you don't want to leave them fully exposed for too long, correct?
From what I hear, I don't have a lot of exposure to horses.
Do you ever pretend your sheep are horses?
Put little saddles
put
on.
Put little saddles on.
All right. So, but Dan, you just making sure that they're they're covered from the wind. They can handle the cold, and that's all you need to do, really.
Yeah, well, also you have to make sure they have liquid water.
Okay.
So three or four times a day, you're either going outside with buckets of water or you're heading out with an axe. Sometimes
to kill them. I'm sick of these damn things. What about the ice? Chickens?
5 o'clock in the morning when it's negative 34 degrees, yeah, you would like the animals to fall over dead so you don't get out.
Chickens need to have a heated coop. Yes, right?
From pile to pile. That's how we walk out to the fields, you know.
But, yeah, like, yeah. But the chickens with their tiny little feet, that can handle the cold ground?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. Chickens only have probably a pinhead worth of blood going through their claws and feet. So as soon as I open up the gates in the morning, they're out. They're doing their thing.
That's pretty crazy.
Dan, two quick questions. How cold is it there today, this morning? And how do you listen to the show? Is it via the app?
Yes, I listen via the app almost every day for, almost a decade now.
Wow. We appreciate that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Born and raised in Philadelphia, I just had to take you guys on my journeys through life.
You know what? We're going to have Preston reinstitute the farm report like you used to in the early days.
And what is the temperature there today?
Temperature when I woke up was actual temperature of -7 with a real feel of -34.
Dude, go out and go enjoy yourself a chicken pop.
Yeah.
Dan, I used to spend some time in Gailton in Potter County. Are you near there at all?
I live 7 miles south of Gailton on the top of the hill called Germania.
Okay. So this is, by the way, Preston, Nick went up to, Cherry Springs or something like that? That's like where you can see, it's like the most beautiful night sky.
Yeah, not too far from there. And then the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania is near you as well, right, Dan?
That's exactly why I'm up here. I get to go stargazing and canoeing, and I'm working on a snowmobile sled if this winter weather keeps up for us.
Nice. Wow. So what's the Nick, again, what is the considered the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania?
It's just a ravine. I mean, you know, compared to the Grand Canyon of Arizona, it's kind of pales in comparison, but it's in a town called Wellsboro or right near it. And if you're into doing outdoor stuff and hikes, Dan, you can probably recommend it because it's a really cool place to go visit, and it's not that far, and it's really a beautiful part of the state.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely, it's gorgeous up here. If you like nature, you like being outside.
I do.
All four seasons are up here for you.
I'd love to see the frozen animals. I'd like to from someone who goes out like a hunter or whatever, if they ever just come across, I mean, the notion, I don't know why it didn't occur to me that animals just freezing to death in because in nature, we assume, as Dan was saying, animals are sort of suited and you know, they develop to handle these extremes. That's why chickens only have so much blood in their tiny little claws.
Well, you remember that documentary, The March of the Penguins?
Yes.
And I mean, I don't even know how cold it is where they're at, but when they have their eggs, you know, the eggs have to sit on their feet. And at one point, the one egg fell off of the penguin's feet.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whatever was in that egg ended up dying. It was only on the ground for just a few seconds.
I'm guessing it was a penguin in that egg. You said whatever was in that egg. I'm just having fun with it.
Yeah, okay.
But so, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it was Cadbury.
Yeah, it was a lovely nougat center.
They're so good.
Dan, thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys.
Keep those penguins warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening, man.
No, it is great. And then the fact that the penguins will swim in that water.
Yeah.
It's insane.
No.
But they're made for this.
I saw a commercial where they're looking at a hot tub. You saw that one, right?
I did see that one, and they were talking. Okay. I don't think there was
sometimes you wonder about the scientific validity of these commercials.
Well, listen, I appreciate you guys that are on hold right now. We do have to take a break because I want to make sure that we're on time to give away some money this morning.
Yes.
Go fund yourself. And we also have another giveaway to do. But thank you for your calls. We have our friends from Tortugas who are here.
Tortugas!
Tortugas in Collegeville, by the way. They won the Meet and Eat contest for today, and I have a $25 gift certificate for Tortugas in Collegeville, and they have everything you need for your Super Bowl party. Mind you, we'll take caller number 10, and I'll set you up with that gift card, by the way. They sell pints and quarts of salsa and guacamole with their freshly made chips, plus wings with hot, mild barbecue and chipotle sauce, a 7-layer dip. That's perfect for a Super Bowl party.
So those are homemade chips I just tasted?
Yes, they make them themselves.
Damn good.
Taco, enchilada, and burrito trays. How about serving up something out of the ordinary for your for your Super Bowl party? Check out the catering menu online at TortugasMex.com. That's TortugasMex. com, and caller 10 will give you that $25 gift certificate, 215-263-WMMR. Hang tight. We're going to come back with a bizarre file and a chance for you to win some money with GoFundYourself. We'll be right back.
Here we go.
Here comes the MM Army.
What's going on?
Join Pierre Robert Friday from 6 to 8 before the Pops Rocks the 80s show at the Kimmel Center, featuring chart toppers from George Michael, Huey Lewis, Blondie, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, and more.
93.3 WMMR. Everything and everywhere that rocks.
Really quick, Marissa posted on our Facebook page for people to check in and give us their current temperatures and locations. And some interesting responses here.
Would this qualify as hypothermia check-in?
Yeah, that's it. So Whitehall, PA, -3. Just outside of Reading in Wyomissing, -8. Roosevelt, Utah, 5:30 here, and it's -7, but feels like -15. Here, that's from Trevor. Allen is checking in from Madison, Wisconsin, -26.
Oh. Dear God.
Feels like -26, they said. Rich is in Gilbertsville, -4. It says -4 fun-filled degrees. And then we have some other ones. Here's Michelle from Delaware City. It's 8 degrees there, Delaware City, Delaware. Here is one that it says, oh, Shane Gainan from Australia. 66 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 26 degrees Celsius, and it's tomorrow, too.
Wow. Man, there's just all sorts of stuff going on.
That's nice. Wait, there was another one from far away. Yeah, here we go. James Prentice is in San Diego, and it's 49 degrees there. Very, very early there. And who else? Fort Worth, Texas. Allie says it's 44 degrees there. So, you know, there are some warm spots. Here, wait, somebody in Amanda listens in Kalamazoo. I always wanted a listener in Kalamazoo.
Got one.
-6, and the real feel is -35. But Jalen is checking in from Cocoa Beach, Florida, and it's 57 degrees there.
Cow.
So there's a bunch of really interesting.
Quick question.
Here's one in Canada, Preston, Gulf, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, my God. Yeah, -24 feels like -34.
Jesus. On your car temperature readout, does a negative temperature display?
Yeah, for sure.
It probably has, and I just didn't remember it.
Yeah, but. Well, actually, on mine, it says +3. So,
All right.
I would imagine here. That if it ever went below zero, it would say negative.
All I right. got to read this one for fun. Joe Simmons says, I'm listening over here in the corner. It's 90 degrees. Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, my God. I love that guy.
Pine cone to you, sir. So anyhow, thanks. And if you want to, take a look at our Facebook page and you can check in and let us know when and where and how cold. And
might just pep you up some if you see somebody rocking -30 degrees.
Or warm. Who knows? Some people are posting some warm temperatures. Hey, we're going to have some new music. After this break, we're going to do B-File, and then we've got new Cage the Elephant to play for.
Ah, oh, nice. Cool.
So I'll tell you a little bit about that in a moment, but let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
It is brought to you by, oh, and by the way, that's on our Instagram page, too, not just Facebook and Twitter, too, man.
It is.
All of them, all social.
Social. Hot girl check-in.
All right. Robbins Diamonds in Tax-Free Delaware is our sponsor with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. So a tragic case report involving a fatal helping of leftover spaghetti.
Oh, man.
Is gaining attention after a doctor featured the death on his popular YouTube channel. According to the initial report, a student in Belgium identified as AJ became sick after eating spaghetti and tomato sauce that had been prepared 5 days earlier.
Oh, man.
The report's author said the spaghetti had been stored at room temperature before the 20-year-old used the microwave to warm it up. Immediately after eating, he left home for his sports activities but returned 30 minutes later because of a headache, abdominal pain, and nausea. At his arrival, he vomited profusely for several hours and at midnight had two episodes of watery diarrhea. He
all sounds good.
He did not receive any medication and drank only water. After midnight, he fell asleep. The next morning, 11 a.m., his parents were worried because he didn't get up. And when they went to his room, they found him dead.
So how did he just die of dehydration? Or
no,
what?
No. Postmortem examination determined that he had died at 4 a.m. a significant B. cereus, which is a food poisoning organism. Cereus is spelled C-E-R-E-U-S.
So as in B. Serious. Be serious.
Yeah, we're found in samples of the leftover pasta. The doctor, who is a licensed provider trained and based in the U.S., explained that the spoiled pasta had shut down AJ's liver. I've never heard of that before.
No. So I've eaten old spaghetti, like in the fridge all the time. Yeah. You and I talked about we'll eat spaghetti. I was out of the can.
I've eaten like pizza that sat out on the table for a day and a half.
Of course,
yeah. I can't do leftovers out of the fridge more than a day after it's been in there.
Oh, I just can't.
No, I go for a week.
Yeah. I just had a whole box of Arm & Hammer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That stuff lasts for months.
I wonder how you...
Years even.
This is great.
Keep leftovers for a whole week without eating them?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just miss it.
Jealous.
You have no leftovers in your refrigerator.
Monopoly. It's just a board game, but people can get very competitive while playing it. Kansas City, Kansas police tweeted about an incident that happened recently in which officers were called to a home.
We need you to go to a harem.
After they got a report.
That kind of day.
What would you find at a harem?
Look at his face.
Nobody's harem.
Harem.
I harem.
What is it about slips on the tongue?
It really just kills the story. It's a great story, but right, so my flub just killed it.
They get me so many
times.
They
do, yeah. You love slips of the tongue.
Oh, there was one. When he said Albrize, I was like, for days, I would think of Albrize.
Albrize.
I don't know. I'm hiccuping. Because they're funny. Like Horace Thammer. Like, dude, that is hilarious.
Horace Thammer is hilarious, yes. Yeah.
All right, back to you, Preston.
Thank you.
They arrived at the horse.
Officers were called to a home.
Yeah.
After they got a report of aggravated battery, they found the victim was playing Monopoly with his cousin when they began to argue. The cousin's girlfriend then hit the victim and shoved him into a mirror and had injuries that required stitches.
See, I start throwing fists the second someone suggests we play Monopoly.
The suspect fled the scene and no arrests have been made at the time of this story.
God, I hate that game.
A New York woman sat vigil for days at her dying brother's hospital bedside, authorized doctors to stop life support, and was arranging his funeral when officials revealed that it had all been a big mistake. The man was not her brother at all, but a stranger with a similar name.
So she was sitting...
I'll explain.
Oh, please.
I'll explain.
I don't even know how this could happen.
Sherelle Powell is now suing a Bronx hospital over the case.
You know, I was so happy with your service, I'm going to use you from now on.
Suing a Bronx hospital over the case of mistaken identity, saying that she and other relatives were put through more than a month of unnecessary grief. Said, I was worried, hurt, crying, screaming, calling everybody. It was a horrible feeling. Her actual brother, Frederick Williams, was alive. But unbeknownst to his family, he was locked up in a city jail. A hospital spokesman told the Post that the lawsuit was without merit. The mix-up began July 15th when Freddie Clarence Williams was admitted to the hospital unconscious with brain damage following a drug overdose. The hospital looked in its records and saw that a Frederick Williams had been treated before and called his family, the suit said, but it was the wrong Fred Williams. Powell said when she visited the man she thought was her brother, he had a tube in his mouth and a swollen appearance, okay? So he didn't look the same.
Okay, so she just assumed it was part of what he was being treated for.
Another sibling arrived and raised doubts about whether some error had been made. She walked up into the room and said, that is not my brother, Powell said. But the man's facial features were similar enough that the family decided it couldn't be a mistake.
This guy's a woman.
One of Frederick Williams' two teenage daughters came from Virginia to say goodbye. She was hysterical, Powell recalled. She was holding his hand, kissing him, crying.
Oh, my God.
So Powell authorized doctors to withdraw the life support on July 29th. The city's medical examiner discovered the erroneous identification on August 16th. She said, I nearly fainted because I killed somebody that I didn't even know. I gave consent. The lawsuit seeks unspecified compensation for severe emotional harm. Now, Powell's lawyer told the Post that neither the medical examiner nor office nor the hospital would tell him anything about the man who died. Public records show that there are many people with variations of the name Fred Williams living in New York City. Powell said that she has since gone to see her brother at a court appearance and phoned him in jail. When she explained that she had unknowingly given approval to turn off life support, he was saying, you were going to kill me? And she said, I had to explain to him that once you're brain dead, there's nothing to do.
But the lingering question is, did any family come forward for the guy she put down?
Apparently not. Williams told the Post that he wasn't mad at his sister But he was upset at the hospital. So isn't that wild?
It's an incredible story.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and then we'll do one more to wrap it up. The owner of a North Jersey barbershop was accused of performing unlicensed laser surgery on a woman in a procedure that authorities say left her badly injured.
You should know how to use a laser.
Young Juan Choi was arrested on charges of aggravated assault and unlicensed practice of medicine and surgery. Choi, who owns Shil La Barber Shop in Palisades Park, allegedly conducted the botched laser treatment on the victim's face. The surgery caused significant bodily injury, including scars, which were visible on the victim's face and chin. Prosecutor's office said in a statement, investigators found the 72-year-old was not a doctor and not licensed to provide the treatment as a barber. The prosecutor's,
how hard can it be?
The prosecutor's office said that the investigation was continuing and asked anyone else who possibly suffered from similar treatments to call the police.
I suppose you're going to cancel your colonoscopy.
Wow. And there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you. So I want to give away some movie screening passes. We have this screening tonight. It is for the film Alita Battle Angel. And Casey's going to be hosting it. There's a pre-roll that's going to happen with James Cameron and Robert Rodriguez, who are the filmmakers. And then afterwards, the bonus scene and a little Q&A out of the London premiere that's taking
place. This movie looks wild.
Yeah, it doesn't open until February 14th, Valentine's Day. So let's take, we take like 15 callers, all right?
Yeah.
So it's tonight at the UA Riverview IMAX Theater. So right there on Columbus Boulevard, 7 o'clock. You need to be there a little beforehand, 6:30. So 215-263-WMMR is the number. Give us a call right now, and we will give you that. Our friends from Tortugas in Collegeville are here. We'll do some more giveaways with those guys later on. I'd never heard of a bring-your-own-tequila place, but apparently they have that.
It's a great idea.
They'll serve up the margarita mix, and they have Casey says the food is phenomenal. I got to dive into that, and the guac is fantastic. So we'll do some giveaways with those guys in a little bit. We thank them for being here. But when we come back, we have new music from Cage the Elephant.
We're gonna play.
It's a song called Ready to Let Go. Their fifth studio album, Social Cues, comes out on April 19th. So we'll have that music for you next. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Nick had mentioned this to me this morning, and somebody had texted in and said, did anybody see Jupiter, the moon, and Venus this morning?
Yep.
It was awesome.
So cool.
Yeah, crescent moon.
Those two planets have been putting on a show for the past week or so. They've been in and around the same area. If you're up as early as we are, you see these things on the drive-in. But today, they were in line in an angle, and it was a crescent moon, and it looked gorgeous.
Well, you know,
really cool.
I have this kick-ass telescope at home, mm-hmm. and whenever I see stuff like that, I leave it in the basement and don't use it.
Yes.
That would be, this would be a reason to use it. I mean, and obviously we're trying to get to work in the morning, and right. so you can only really enjoy it on the drive. But, it's Venus was on the left, and then the moon was in the middle, crescent moon in the middle, and then the upper right was Jupiter. And Preston, the morning sky for this happening is rare. I read this last week for Jupiter Venus to be as close to each other as they are right now.
Okay. They're on a collision course right now, currently.
They're not going to hit each other. Nope. But then it'll happen again, oddly, in the fall, and then it won't happen again for several years. So what we're seeing right now is a rare occurrence, and we're lucky to see it.
It's cool. It, you know, looking through a telescope or seeing stuff like that, or looking up in the night sky, or, you know, there's some people, it just passes right over. That's fine.
Like
Kathy. I just can't understand that. It's like, oh, my God.
I know.
There it is.
If you stop to really, really take in what it
yes.
is, it can be a heavy experience.
Yeah. Kathy's actually out today because she knew we were going to talk about this.
No, when I walk my dogs at night, that's another time where I get to, you know, just stargaze for a little bit.
Yep. And Nick had mentioned that area, the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and Cherry Springs State Park is the other place. And that's one of the best places east of the Mississippi for stargazing. It's in the middle of Pennsylvania. There is very little light pollution for whatever reason, the confluence of those areas, if you're able to get there. I went last year at the wrong time, or maybe 2 years ago, whatever, doesn't matter. And there was a supermoon going on, which blocked out a lot of the stars.
Yep.
And the park, you couldn't camp there overnight. We went too late in the season.
We were at, when we stayed at the Nemacolin, which is out in western PA, it was unbelievable what you could see.
It's great.
Night. And we watched satellites. We must have seen a dozen satellites go by.
Yeah, did you see the space station on that trip?
There were so many satellites that I don't know what was the space station and what wasn't. I have the app. I think we may have seen that as well.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so
have you ever been to the Kensington of Juniata Park? It's amazing.
The Kensington of Juniata Park? No, I have not.
It's just gorgeous.
No. But anyhow, that's if you're an early riser, that's kind of a treat. I mean, one of the good things about being up the hour that we are and everybody else who rises early is you get to see things like sunrise every single day, and it's kind of cool.
But, it's always a lot colder. It's darker.
But moments like that are kind of neat. Made it worthwhile.
When I did look up this morning, I was thinking that looks like a country's flag, and I couldn't remember whose country that was. Nick, if that rings a bell to you.
Was it the symbol from the Hunger Games?
Star and Crescent?
Yeah.
There's a lot of countries with Muslim populations that have Star and Crescents on the flag. So maybe like a Saudi Arabia or a Turkey or something like that.
Right. Okay.
Right. Anyhow, take a look if you're up early in the morning. Yes, Marissa.
We are so opposite because I'm just excited to see what color the boathouse row houses are every morning. That's all I get.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to, speaking of heavenly bodies, the lovely Ariana Grande.
Good segue.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's what He's I good. Do. I don't have many skills, but that's one of them. But she got a tattoo on her hand. She meant to get 7 Rings, which is apparently the name of her new single.
Is that her single? Is there the full album, I think? Is it? I'm not sure, because there's... who cares? No one's going to listen to it anywhere.
But anyway, apparently it doesn't say 7 Rings. It says barbecue grill in Japanese.
I don't know why I love these so much, because I think, honestly, you know, I think, Preston, if you when you get your tattoos, you had your tattoos... I would go, especially if I was getting something written in another language or symbols, I would make sure I vetted the crap out of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's going on my skin permanently. The flippant nature of just trusting your tattoo artist to know what the Japanese symbols for this are, it just cracks me up.
Well, and especially when you're doing like Chinese or Japanese.
Yes.
I've heard time and time again people... think they're getting something, and it's something completely different.
Also, sometimes less than reputable tattoo artists will seize the moment. It happened all the time during the big tramp stamp era, where you reported on a story. I think a girl thought she was getting some sort of inspirational art of war quote on her lower back, and it said "hot meat."
Listen, there's an Instagram that I follow called Sucky Tattoos, and they put up. I mean, a lot of content every single day. And it's some of the worst tattoos. Now people are getting misspellings on purpose, you know, to be ironic. So so No Regrets is now like something.
From the commercial.
Yeah.
There was a whole commercial series.
Now that's something that people are actually getting. We've had a couple of mishaps on Tattoos Day here. I think the biggest one we had was actually Todd Glass. He has a nice tattoo.
Yeah.
He got it on the wrong arm.
He got
all together.
A half sleeve. And he wanted it to be on the other arm, and he got it on the wrong. He got it on his left arm.
And it's that's his fault. That's not the tattoo artist's fault.
So what was the? So he originally wanted it on his right arm.
I can't remember. He either wanted it on the arm that he wears his watch or doesn't wear his watch. I can't remember which one it was, but
I think he wanted it on the arm that he doesn't wear his watch, and he wears his watch on his left arm. And he was just so excited to get the tattoo when he came in here. That I guess Bob Dodge started to roll up his sleeve and he just went along with it and didn't even pay attention.
How do you?
Wrong arm.
I have a tiny Flyers tattoo on my ankle, which I got on air many years ago. And I was very specific about exactly where I wanted it. And, you know, that's nothing.
Yeah.
And I took some time with that. You're getting a whole sleeve on the wrong arm?
Here's a text says... what's so funny is that on the set of Ariana Grande's video for the song, it says 7 Rings in Japanese correctly.
She's surrounded by it.
That one of her people would have told her about that.
You have enough people around you managing your every move.
Or just like, Nick, as you're looking at the poster and you're looking at her tattoo.
Right.
And you're like, you must really like Japanese barbecue.
Let me go to Chris. Hi, Chris, good morning. what's up, Chris?
Yeah, here you go. So, I was in Ireland for 6 weeks, and I got my last name in Gaelic. So my last name is Bonner, like Monsignor Bonner, but in Gaelic, it's totally different. So I did all this research when I was there. I went to the library in Trinity in Dublin, and I asked all my Irish professors. I looked up all these like maps of all these old Irish names, so I actually got it. It's pronounced Onashi,
right?
nothing like Bonner, but I definitely did not want it to like be totally messed up.
Yeah. No, you did exactly. Yeah. I think you did exactly what I would have done. You want to make sure now whether it's exactly the pronunciation or whatever.
Yeah.
You have a story that you know you authentically you went to the right. I think going that many levels in makes sense because also it's going to mean something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Good. Good call, Chris. Hey, by the way, so to you know, we'd mentioned this earlier. A few texts are coming in saying that dude, she had to stop because it was too painful. She got it on the palm of her hand.
Yeah.
But they said that it will eventually go away. Will wear away from there. Where are the other places on your body that happens?
Bottom of your feet and the palms of your hands.
No kidding.
Yeah,
and ribs.
Maybe even your
mustache,
your lips.
Well, I was going to say, people get it on the inside. If you, like, peel down your lip.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that had a tattoo. He'd gotten, like, Andy on his foot, like Woody does in Toy Story.
On the bottom? Okay.
Yeah.
Andy!
But it was a few years old, and it was still there. Faded, but it was still there.
Huh.
My ex-girlfriend has an aunt who had her eyeliner tattooed into...
her chin.
No, that would be weird.
It's so weird.
I'd be weirder than tattooing eyeliner on, but... At the time she did it, blue eyeliner was kind of popular, and so she has, like, tattooed blue eyeliner.
So a lot of people were doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, Pamela Anderson had her actual, I think, eyebrows removed.
Outbrows.
Eyebrows. And then had them tattooed back on, but she went with black.
I think my grandmother did that.
Because
my grandmother
weird,
would pencil, would use eyebrow pencils.
Well, yeah.
And I think she eventually got the tattoo thing done, if I recall.
Best thing, come in and put on my eyeliner.
There was a time where that's what the women did. They would shave their eyebrows off and pencil them in, and sometimes the eyebrows didn't come back.
By the way, if Ariana Grande has any real sense of humor, she should capitalize on this and go have, like, a big party at a Japanese barbecue restaurant
or
something
sign
like that.
A million-dollar endorsement deal for a company. Exactly.
Yeah.
You might as well. She had a little bit of fun with it, but I give her... Two or three more Pete Davidsons, and that'll be worn right off her hand.
Yeah. I'm the only one in the room without a tattoo, right? Everybody else has one?
Marissa, you have one?
Marissa has one, yeah.
I got it here at MMR.
I forgot, what is it?
It's just stars in my butt. I don't love it, also.
Let me see it.
You did it with the last morning show, right, on air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like
any of my tattoos.
I wish it was, like, gray instead of black.
So you wish they were gray instead of black?
Yeah, like, it's just, they're just a couple of stars on my butt, and they're kind of, like, bold and there. I wish they were a little more faded. And
okay.
Every now and then I think about getting one, because I really do appreciate fine tattoo artists. I think when Troy comes in and does one, I'm impressed by it. I just don't think I could commit to something for the rest of my life with it.
Yeah.
That's where I struggle with it.
Here's the deal. Your personality changes through your life a little bit.
Yeah.
And your ideas of what you think are important or maybe precious to you or whatever, change. And later on in life, you think about some things that you really, really liked when you were younger, and you're kind of embarrassed about that now. Imagine having that permanently on you.
Or, exactly. And where you are. Has there ever been anything besides those dumb rub-on tattoos that has a little... Has the industry ever worked on something that would provide you with...
Like a year.
A year.
Right?
Yeah. A year.
The henna tattoos, henna tattoos, but that's only a few weeks, really, max.
Yeah. So, to that point, Preston, you're constantly changing. I think your tattoos, though, were... they're viable in that they're not time-sensitive.
They're nothing special.
I know what you're saying, but they're not... It's not Ugly Kid Joe,
which is
Jackson God.
which leads me to, you know, I would like to get him covered up, but I can't think of something that I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know something.
That's it. What?
I mean, listen, the Beatles, absolutely.
The logo,
In literature, you're a massive Dark Tower fan. You're a massive Stephen King fan. You're a massive, you want something that is you, but slightly, you're a big pop culture fan, but something that's you, but slightly removed one step.
Yeah, exactly.
So that whether it's Ready Player One or whether it's stuff that's really meant a lot to you, I think that's what you go with.
My four most pronounced tattoos all have something to do with something that I'm fairly certain I will love for the rest of my life, and
your
that's
family.
My children.
Yeah.
You know,
and they're wonderful.
And you can't, I don't think you can go wrong there if you're going to do something that revolves around your family. You
and
know?
I love, you don't know, but Casey on his back has a big pot of stew. It's a big tattoo.
I love dumplings.
My brother designed a tattoo on his back. It's in between his shoulders. And I love my brother to death, but he has he designed his own tattoo, and I like the concept behind it. And it's one love. And he got this when he was late teenager, early 20s. And it's kind of like the New York Yankees symbol where it's the N and the Y on top of one another.
Yeah.
But it's O-N-E-L-O-V-E on top of one another. And it just kind of looks like a jumbled mess.
Do you know what he could do with a little bit of ink? He could make it Bone Lover.
Bone Lover.
He could do that.
I'm going to text him right now. Steve.
Oh, my God. Let me go to Devin.
Bone Lover?
Devin, you're on the air. Good morning.
Morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. What's up, bud?
I'm all the way out here in the burbs.
In the burbs, Marissa. Shout it's a wonder you can even speak English.
Shout a little louder, please.
Yes. Give it a Marissa
nice work, Devin.
My wife and I actually have the inside of our lips tattooed. It's been almost 12 years now.
Okay.
They haven't faded. They haven't come off. The inside of my lip actually says pimp, and hers says hope the show.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. That's funny.
Listen, if you and your wife have a sense of humor, I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
we're
actually very regal.
And so after all these years, it has not faded.
Not faded one bit. We actually had a fun because when we walked into our wedding reception, we walked into Jay-Z's Big Pimpin', and I was calling a big girl with a big pimp, and she had one that said, oh.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
So, but I
love
to be
it,
honest,
Devin. Thanks.
I know that it's my understanding that piercings get eventually rejected by the body, but that I didn't realize that tattoos could fade completely off.
I didn't know that. She said, Ariana Grande said it will peel off on her hand eventually.
It, makes sense. Like, if you, golf or lift weights or something like that, that area will callus up and go away.
Yeah. But she's the kind of person who impresses me as someone who sort of pampers her hands.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably uses moisturizer.
I'm going to go to Ben. Ben, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy, what's up?
Hey, so how about the story about the guy that wants to get a tattoo of a barcode on the back of his neck? He goes into the tattoo shop. He says, I'll take any kind of barcode. It doesn't matter. So the tattoo artist goes to a CVS, gets a box of tampons, and then puts that on the back of the guy's neck without him knowing.
That's kind of so in the video game Hitman, Hitman has a barcode. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what he was going for. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotcha.
And that's actually, you know what? That'd be a cool tattoo to get. That would be something I might get.
A barcode?
Because I love that Hitman character.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, then you see, it's permanent.
I want to go to this call. I'm going to go to AJ. Hi, AJ, good morning.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah!
What's up, AJ?
So in high school, my friend was the lead singer of a death metal band.
Okay.
And he got the word death tattooed on the inside of his lip.
Yeah.
But the D and the H wore off, so it just said E.
Oh, my God. So two of the letters wore off and left with E. Well, it's in his mouth.
It's still appropriate,
It was inside his mouth?
Yeah, on the inside of it. So when he flipped his lip inside out, it said death. But then it just said E.
Oh, that's funny. It'd be almost impossible to turn that into Bone Lover.
Thanks, AJ. Well, at least it turned into something, you know.
Yeah, that was a germane.
That was a word.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How's it going?
Good. What's up, Dave?
Not much, man. How's everybody's doing good?
Doing well.
Yeah. What's your story, man?
All right. So here's my story. So I used to do tattoos on the side. So my best friend, Charlie Locke, I'm going to say his name because I know he's listening right now. Anyway, he wanted, you know, Steve-O had on his butt cheek, your name.
Yes.
Well, he wanted that tattooed on his butt cheek, but I put my name. I put Dave the Man on his butt cheek.
You put Dave the Man on his butt cheek. So when he found out, did he freak out?
Was watching me do it, and she's cracking up. And then after he got done, he went in the bathroom and looked at it. He's like, "What the F? What are you thinking?"
Are you still friends?
Yeah, we're still best.
All right. It has to be a good friend.
That's to me, that's a line you don't cross. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's kind of funny.
Depends on what kind of. Listen, it's on his butt cheek. It's Thanks. You know.
Dave's the man.
He's covered in tattoos. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
As a practical tattoos is a practical joke. Did you see the girl who got, she got Harry Styles.
She's an entertainer herself. Okay. She got a big Harry Styles on tattoo her on her cheek.
Yeah, oh, that's I saw real? It, Steve.
It looks real. And it looks, the skin looks raw as you would. So that's legit, right? Nick?
It looked legit to me. I didn't follow up any further than that, but it was.
You're insane.
Yeah.
There you go, Brett. And it's not even a good Harry Styles.
My God. The face tattoo is just, you're just not thinking right.
And she's a pretty girl.
She is. Hey, you want to go to somebody who regrets a Preston and Steve tattoo?
Yes, please.
Let me go. Now, I think it says Carolyn. Is this Carolyn?
Yes, this is Carolyn.
All right, Carolyn, what, I don't understand what it says here on my monitor. Could you please tell me what you're calling in for?
Oh, well, I was a radio personality for you guys in 2003 on Y100.
You were a radio personality for us?
Well, kind of. I was a guest. I was Y100's rich bitch.
Y100's rich bitch, dude.
Oh,
wait,
my
is
God.
This DuPont?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
God. Dude, where have you been?
We've been wondering about you for years.
You were great. What happened to you? She actually brought in her stock port. You brought in your, like, stock information or something to prove you were a DuPont, right?
Yeah.
So did you get a tattoo?
I have tons of tattoos.
Okay.
Oh, but you didn't get a tattoo from us. You just have a tattoo that needs to be covered up.
Okay. All right.
That's what I thought. It said a Preston and Steve tattoo. Well, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Are you back in the area? I thought you left the area.
I did, and I'm back in the area. I have two daughters, and I'm going to Cortiva Institute for massage therapy.
That's awesome.
Hey. You got to come by and visit us and give us massages.
That's so cool.
And you used to work at Hooters. I do remember that.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, what's your tattoo that you need to cover to get covered up?
Well, I have a giant fairy on my back that is just very poorly done. And so I started my cover-up, and I've had a half-completed back for 4 years.
So you had half... So the cover-up can look...
The cover-up's not complete. So
not complete.
Yep.
So when they do that though, it sort of leaves like a blemish. It doesn't quite look completely clean and non tattooed. Correct.
Luckily enough, the parts that are covered are actually well done.
Really? Okay.
But he broke his hand a couple years ago and hasn't been able to.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. So are we talking like fully between your shoulder blades?
No, we're talking my entire back.
Wow. Oh, it's your entire back.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a lot of work.
Yep. Oh, because I was going to say, I might be able to do something for you with Tattoos Day and stuff. Carolyn, can you do me a favor and send me an email? Send me a picture of that tattoo. I'm not getting fresh here or anything like that.
We do know a lot of people. We are tied to a lot of top-level tattoo artists.
Yeah.
No getting fresh around here.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You freshy pants.
Funny term. I'm sorry. email...
I was going to say, I'd love to come in and get a random tattoo if he wants to do it.
All right.
We'll see about that.
Let's arrange something.
Caseyboy at WMMR.com.
That's correct.
And welcome back. Welcome. It's good to hear from you.
All right. Take care, Carolyn. Yeah, I remember we were looking for like a richest listener or something like that, and she's a member of the DuPont family.
Yes.
Oh, and got in touch with us.
She referred to herself as the richest bitch?
Bitch. There was... And she'd come in a few times, and we were like, "No, there's no way you're a member of the dude." And she legitimately is.
Sure enough.
But kind of went off, you know, on her own and now has a family. It's very cool.
Hey, I want to go to this call because Alicia says there is a semi-permanent tattoo, some type of process that you can get. So I'm going to go to Alicia. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? You guys rock.
Thank you so much. So tell me about this. What is this called, by the way?
Okay, so it was advertised on my Facebook, and I know they, like, target your advertisements.
Right.
But I'm interested in a tattoo, but the idea of doing something permanent terrifies me. So this company called Inkbox sells tattoos. You apply it yourself, and it lasts for, like, a month. Huh? And you can even draw the design yourself, and they'll send you, like, your design. So I tried it. I did put it on the inside of my ankle, so it didn't last super long because I know that area, like, comes off easily, like you guys were saying.
Right.
But it was pretty cool, and all my friends who have real tattoos were like, wow, that looks legit.
So we're looking at a price here. It says about $55.
And
literally $10, but I got a really tiny little anchor.
This is a whole kit, though, Steve.
It's a whole kit.
Yeah. But looking at it, it just looks like the little...
Looks like the things you get, like, at a carnival.
Yeah, yeah.
I just hate the term semi-permanent. That is just
it's
dumb.
It's like sort of pregnant.
Yeah. Just say temporary, you know?
The like, they tell people, they try to get people to, like... they sell it as a try it out before you get it for real type thing.
I guess maybe they're using semi-permanent, Casey, because temporary tattoos, you know what those are. Those last like 2 days and they wear off. Yeah. So maybe it's got more staying power.
What you're talking about, though,
differentiate it.
Preston, and I understand, and I agree with this.
Thanks, Alicia.
Something that fell in the range where this is my year of this. And I want this tattoo.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then
yeah.
I'm going to want to have that taken off and do... you know, is that an industry killer or is you would think they'd have something like that? No, we should have talked to our
for a while. They were working on this ink that could be removed easier than the process that they do now with lasers. And
right,
all
right.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a type of ink that apparently would when you wanted to change your mind, they could break it up. And it would dissolve into your system somehow or another.
That has to be good.
No, it was harmless from what I understand. But there was controversy amongst artists. Now, this was several years ago I saw this. There was controversy among the purists in the business that were saying, look, if you're going to get a tattoo. Make up your mind and get it. But others saw this as a way for more business.
Yes.
And you know, a way to be doing more body art.
Do you think you'd be inclined? Very much so. Yeah, you would try it. You would do it.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. I was going to say, do you want to do it like a tattoo day where we pick where everybody here gets a tattoo? Kathy would never do it.
I would do it.
But
I want
somebody
a,
else
I want a big Harry Styles picture on my cheek.
Somebody else picks your tattoo.
No.
Oh. No.
I would never do that.
No.
All right. Well, I mean, it's not like I would.
All right. Would you do it? Would you let us pick a tattoo for you?
I would.
Really?
I think that would be fun. But, I mean, honestly,
let's let that breathe a little bit.
I would sort of like to go with the whole, I'm not going to have you, Preston, get a Miley Cyrus tattoo. I would try and go with something that I think you might like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't purposely be a dick about it.
Okay. I understand
all right.
that.
Well, then we don't have to think about this.
But are you going to continue on with your journey in body art?
I am. Okay. I am. So
what's up next?
Well, there's a jokey tattoo that I want to get on my foot.
Pine cone. It's a good one. People love that one.
It is a good joke too.
Okay.
It's a great joke. And no, it's this thing.
It's a good joke.
It is a great joke.
Casey's doing the circle that you make with your finger and your thumb and your pointed finger.
Yeah.
It's like the OK symbol.
Mm-hmm.
What is that again? Because some
I get to punch
that...
you.
Okay, because some is I think there's a is there a racist?
There's
no
some...
that's this.
This
is
okay. All
right, it's
so
the
holding
punch,
it,
the
holding it straight
game.
Up or holding it down is the punching game. Okay.
Ooh, and maybe I won't get that,
and
man.
Where did you want to get it?
On my foot. But now I'm thinking about it. Like if I don't want people to.
Misinterpreted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the thing. You got to think some of these things through a little
like,
bit.
Like, I know you love Hitler, but if you put a picture on of Hitler.
I do not like
Hitler. Oh, you don't love Hitler.
I don't.
That's right.
I want to go to Tim. We got to wrap this up in a moment, too. Hi, Tim. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Tim?
Good. I got one that I regret. It's on my penis.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes it says mission. Other times it says. Mississippi State University.
That's an old one, but it's a good one.
That's good, Tim. Thank you. I had not heard that, but I do like that.
Yeah, the one that's Wendy.
Hang on to that one. What's that?
The one says Wendy, and then the other one says, welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day.
All right. Well, anyhow, Ariana got this done. Ariana Grande got this on the palm of her hand, which she says is going to, you know, it's going to wear its way out eventually. But she meant to get 7 rings, I guess is the name of a song or an album. And she accidentally got barbecue grill in Japanese characters. So, be careful. Those like the very first caller we had, he was getting something in Gaelic. He did a lot of research to double check, triple check.
Yeah.
And make sure that it was indeed exactly what he wanted to get done. So maybe you want to get tortugas put on your
tortugas!
Body.
Tortugas!
Oh, yeah. Tortugas in Collegeville is here. And they brought in some amazing food. Chips, salsa, guacamole, which they make all themselves.
They brought some veggie option from Arisa.
Creamy chipotle chicken and rice, tacos and enchiladas, carne asada, jarrita soda, and also something I've never heard of before. Buñuelos. Is that how you say it? Buñuelos.
Buñuelos.
It is an ice cream dessert.
Oh, what? What?
Mm, yeah. Caller number 14, you get a $25 gift certificate to our friends at Tortugas. And don't forget their BYO and BYOT. You can bring your own tequila to add to their house-made margarita mixes in lime, mango, or strawberry. And on Mondays, you receive one complimentary margarita per person with alcohol as part of their Margarita Mondays. So they're not allowed to sell it, but they can give it away if they want to. Mm-hmm. Check them out at Facebook or for other free margarita days. And their website is tortugasmex.com. We'll be back in just a moment. Bruce. Helium, or no, he's going to be at Punchline, and he'll be popping in just a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day Spa package from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Steven Singer is re-releasing exclusive 24-karat gold dip rose colors just for you. If you missed out on a color, here's your chance to add it to her collection. Check out all the available colors at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Thank you very much, Marissa. Our next guest is going to be performing at Punchlines. Got a gig tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday night. And you can get those tickets through Punchline, PhillyPunchline.com. So please welcome the first time to our studio, Mr. Bruce Spruce.
Yeah. Hey. How's everybody? Everybody okay?
How good, are man. You? How you doing?
Man, I feel very sexy.
You look very sexy.
Sexy Friday. Thursday. Sexy Thursday.
Sexy yeah. Thursday.
Yeah. And I feel very sexy.
Good. Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. What's promoting this feeling of sexiness?
Yeah, I mean, it's just feeling... I know you guys feel it because I'm looking at you. You guys feeling the same identical way.
Feeling sexy, yeah. Yeah. It's good to see you, man.
Well, good to see you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Bruce your name? Is it a nickname? Is it a
Well, Bruce
name?
Is my name. Okay. You know, but I name myself Bruce because my mother used to have to call me twice. So, you know, if mother say the third time, you're getting killed.
Oh, yes. My God. It's true. It's true.
Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
You know the mothers don't play.
Yeah. No,
the
not at all.
The dads are the soft guys. Oh, go ask your mother. Mm-hmm. You know, your mother, no. Mm-hmm. I mean that. And then your mother jump on you.
So who is that? That's the case because the discipline, the threat of my father was the threat, but my mother was usually the one that was instituting the punishment.
The had the right? Yeah. The mother don't play.
My mother was the Michael Jordan of disciplining. You know how when he would dunk, his tongue would come out?
Yeah.
That was my mom. She'd be like, she'd bite her tongue. When she bit her tongue, you're like, oh, man, brace.
My mother would hit you with anything. Mm-hmm. Stove, refrigerator.
If she can wow.
Over. You getting hit with it.
With the stove. That's serious.
And he'll say something like this. I do this because I love you. Mm-hmm. Are you serious, lady? I got a broke leg now from the refrigerator.
You grew up in Atlanta?
Born and raised.
Mm-hmm. What is Atlanta like now that there's so much filming going on and the industry is, a lot of entertainment industry is headed that way?
Well, it's really good, but the people in the hood still think they can get in the film.
Okay.
Oh, everybody always said, you been in a movie? Can you get me in a movie? No, it's not like that. So they just show up now on the set.
All right.
Straight from the hood, just looking. Yeah. Like, they want to be extra, you know what I'm saying? So they tell everybody, I was in this movie they just shot the other day. Uh-huh. You know, so Atlanta is... It's crazy.
Well, you have Tyler Perry's full facilities there. You have the Walking Dead facility. Yeah, the last Marvel films have all been shot there.
And see, the Walking Dead, it's in an area called Sonoya, Georgia.
So right.
They're not going to go too far out there. The good old boy's not going to play there.
Nah.
Oh,
it's going to be
no.
a problem.
You go out there, the good old boy, wait, who was that just went down the street? And I cut the Supreme. So you know that's a black guy with a cut the Supreme.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mercedes, they let it go. Okay, a Cutlass Supreme. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a dog. Must be my lucky day.
Yeah.
Get out of good old boys. They like that. You know, they get out of the car. Well.
Oh, no.
What brings you through Sonoya?
Yeah, it's funny because it's more rural. You know, I love the area down there. People talk about various areas of the country that are steamy and hot. Oh, that is a steamy, hot freaking state.
And it's still like that. Like, if you go through Fayetteville, you go to Fayetteville, Georgia, Sonoya, then you go through Tyrone, then you go to Peachtree City. It's still like that. So if they don't catch you in Fayetteville, you'll call a guy in Sonoya. Hey, two black guys.
Right, coming through.
Supreme just came through here. You need to check them out. So then if they don't catch him, they call him in Tyrone. Hey,
got two black guys with a Cutlass Supreme coming out of Snorri in the dirt over.
Right.
You know, so they're going to get you one way or another.
I remember years ago there was a movie with the guy who played Jethro, Macon County. You remember that, Preston?
To play Jethro on Beverly Hills?
Yeah, Max Baird Jr. Yeah. And it was the classic. It was the, you know, it was that thing with the... You know, the county's going after you.
You boys aren't from around here.
It's
you?
A classic. Yeah, yeah.
Still like that in some parts of
Georgia. I believe it.
I'll tell you what, though, man. Yeah. I remember I was down there one time. It was in the dead of summer, and the family ate in a restaurant talking about just the weather, and they had old style AC where the water would pour down they kept the water pouring down like the tin roof there or whatever it was. Yeah. And these fans just keeping it cool. It's just everyone, you know, you always saw there was like an affectation with the fanning yourselves. Mm-hmm. That's to keep them dying.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just horrific.
But I was reading you split your time between there and you have homes there and LA.
Well, I got the real one in LA. It's just too expensive. You know, one bedroom, $3,000 a month. Come on, man.
It's crazy.
If you want someone nice in LA, you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not there all the time, so definitely I needed a place that was nice.
Okay.
So, I got rid of it about 3 years ago.
Yeah, We went out a couple of years ago just for some radio function. We were driving around an area that we thought was just kind of like mid-level suburbs. And that's a $2 million house. What?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I seen a two-bedroom house. I didn't know they made a two-bedroom house. That was something new to me. Two-bedroom house. Right. It was two-bedroom, no garage. It needed work. It was $780,000.
Unbelievable.
And they sold it.
And they wonder why just people are leaving in droves. God, yeah.
No. With $750,000 in Atlanta, you will have a mansion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
security,
God.
Two dogs, somebody doing the yard, and your grandma.
Yeah, so I watch a lot of HGTV, House Hunters and stuff like that. Right. Also, Flipper Flop, which is set in, that's like Tarzana, California or whatever. Yeah. And those houses are super expensive. And then... You go to just middle America, and I mean, $200,000 is going to get you, four bedroom, three bathroom house.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. I watched millionaire mansion people, these people who hit the lottery.
Yeah.
And these people, they hit a $3 million scratch off, and the house that they got, and it was in Missouri. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful, beautiful house. Yeah. $200,000
all day.
Yes.
Like I had a young lady move from LA to Atlanta. And she looked at a condo there, and the condo was it was huge.
Yeah,
she couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like $1,500 a month. She wanted two of them. Because in LA, she spent like
$4,700. Sure, sure, yeah.
She gets to Atlanta, I can't believe this. This is three times bigger than my condo in LA.
Yeah, no, so. It's sobering. So you're out on the road, obviously, fair amount.
All the time.
Is it a necessity of the job you put up with, or is it something that you really enjoy just getting out and about?
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
I like traveling. I like going to different cities, tasting the different foods. Because, Philly steak and cheese is huge in Philly.
Yeah.
Everybody try to copy it, but it's not the same.
Yeah. There's so many. I mean, that's obviously the most, it's, you know, like you go to Chicago, deep dish pizza. But there are some other things you need to try here that aren't as...
Well done.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to go to you're staying in the city, go to Reading Terminal, go to Denick's. Try a roast pork sandwich. Mm-hmm. If you're in Collegeville, go to Tortugas, get some Mexican food.
That's what you're having here today. Yeah. It's some good crap. It's good stuff.
I asked for a to-go plate.
you'll get one.
I want to ask for seven to-go plates.
Well, you got started in the food industry, right?
Oh, yeah. I used to cook all the time.
Okay. You were a chef?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do it.
Nice.
Which specialty?
Anything.
Anything.
Were you short order or what?
I did both.
Both, okay.
Because the executive chef, people got to understand, the executive chef don't do nothing.
Yeah.
He's the manager. He takes all the credit for everything. He walks out with the tall hat on. Are you doing great? Thank you. He hadn't cooked not one single thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody cooks it.
You know what I hear if you're an aspiring chef, the thing to do is be the head chef or executive chef at a retirement community because they all eat early. And so your day is over at 7 o'clock.
The only thing about retirement, the old people are so mean.
That's true. So mean. And they send food back.
Like you ever go to a retirement home and you need to get out of my way. Hold it, lady. You're in a wheelchair now. Come on.
You're right.
I'll take the battery out of that wheelchair. You won't be able to go nowhere.
So how long did you do that?
Oh, man.
about 15, 16 years.
And you started to realize you were making people laugh. And
everything I did. And
everything
I
you did.
Quit cooking and start working for Frito-Lay potato chips.
And I saw that. Yeah. So how long did that last?
I used to sell a bag and eat a bag.
That would suck.
It was really, really good.
What's your favorite Frito-Lay product?
The Cheetos.
I like the Cheetos.
A bunch of Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I did that for like almost 10 years. And then I had a guy tell me, his name was Larry. He said, look, I watch comedians every weekend. He's real soft-spoken. Uh-huh. He said, you need to go on stage.
Really?
Yeah, and I did. And I knew that's what I should have been my whole entire life.
That's wild.
Thanks, Larry.
Hey, we had a friend who worked for Nabisco, and he would get us test marketing products.
Yeah. Mm.
And would just bring them over to the house. And we'd eat stuff, and it would never make it to market.
Right.
But there was really good stuff. I would imagine you had tons of that working for Frito-Lay.
When I pull up, they thought I was the ice cream man.
Yeah, right.
Because we kept our trucks at home at the time.
So. You were allowed to do that.
Right. And then, you know, I get to the hood. You know what I mean? The hood. You know,
yeah.
I give a guy $5. Watch my truck. He'll watch it all night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get out next morning. I didn't let nobody touch the truck. I mean, you've been up all night watching the truck. Yeah. What security I have.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
You know, Bruce, being funny in the kitchen and making your coworkers laugh is one thing, but then getting up on stage really
is
totally different. So how'd you do when you first got up on stage?
I had a guy try me.
You know,
when
really?
I first walked up. He said, look at this fat guy walking around. Whoa. I'm the king of snaps. And he had a silk shirt on. I never forget this. I said, is that shirt silk or you iron it too much? When I said that, the whole club bust out laughing. He said, okay, you got me. And I knew right then that's what I should have been.
And that was your first night?
First night. First joke.
Wow.
And that wasn't even a joke. That
that's
was just something
set,
I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. To roll with it. It's funny. But, you know, and I did stand up for a while and you learn from both. You learn from the great shows and you learn from the bad shows.
Absolutely.
And let me ask you if you agree with this. If you can still have fun regardless on stage, then you're bulletproof, basically.
Oh, yeah, you're bulletproof. And then you can't take it personal.
Yeah.
I mean, some comedians take it personal. They go and bang their head on the wall and because they're making their nieces and nephew laugh at home.
Right.
But it's a different ballgame on that stage.
It absolutely is.
It really is.
And
you got to know how to read the crowd.
Open mic nights, you'll see it all the time where
all
people come down. And you always try to encourage, you know, anybody who's doing it. But there are people who think, well, you know, it's a different animal when people are laying down a cover charge. Putting money down
Absolutely.
To see a show, it changes
People
dramatically.
That work every day, that read the paper, look at the news, you got to bring something.
Right.
And the thing with comedians, I hate they do, they're like, I wrote this new joke, I want you to hear. Not right now. Let me hear it on stage.
Right.
Every time they tell you right then, it never goes over well.
Right.
So go on stage and do it first. I had a guy do that, and it was terrible.
It's a sobering thing when you get around comedians, and a lot of them, like, material will be introduced and everybody will start nodding or whatever. That's funny. But there's no, a lot of times it's not laughing because you know, okay, that's funny. I realize
right.
that's funny.
Right.
But it's a different dynamic, you know?
And that's the problem with writers. Some comedians have writers, but writing is really easy, but can you deliver it? Can you make it come across well?
Yeah.
You know, what you're going to do with it, you got to make it funny.
Did you have your voice immediately when you got on stage or did you have to work to it? Okay.
I went through it. When they saw me the first time, like, he's going last.
Okay.
And where we go, he's going last. But I couldn't go for it first. They wouldn't let me do it.
How important is the just for laughs?
Very important.
Because a lot of people hit their stride there. It meant a lot to you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. I did it a few times. And I did a thing called the Gala.
Yeah.
And it's a TV show. It's a comedy TV show that seats about 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And they let me host. And I'm like, that is the bomb. Let me host the Gala.
Yeah.
And it had to be a straight, clean show, which was no problem. And it went very well.
So you could also work clean.
Big in Canada.
You're big. Canada's number one comedian.
Yeah, Canada is number one. Met this guy over there. He was tattooed from his head to his toe.
Yeah.
He was scary looking.
Yeah.
I mean, from on his eyes, everything. Then when you talk to him, it's like he went to Harvard.
Huh.
You know,
you're not talking about Enigma, are you? The guy who's all jigsaw puzzles all over his body?
He got gold in his mouth? Is this it?
No.
This guy got gold.
Yep. Yeah.
Tattooed it from his head to his toe, to his fingers. And
yeah.
I was like, how you doing? Fine, thanks. How are you?
What?
I'm thinking you to be a bank robber or something.
Right, right.
This dude was smart.
Yeah.
You know, that's just something he wanted to do.
Would you start getting movie work and stuff like that? Because I was doing the research on you. You were in a movie that I remember, Idlewild.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Andre...
3,000. It was 3000. Outkast. And the reason why for that movie, I know them well.
Yeah.
And I did another movie with them called Who's Your Caddy?
Yes!
Which was Big Boy from OutKast. Yes.
Right.
Same guys.
Right.
I did their video, So Fresh and So Clean. You remember So Fresh and So Clean? I had a lavender suit on. And
they're all Atlanta, right?
All Atlanta. I know them well.
So who else is Atlanta? Usher's Atlanta?
Usher.
Ludacris?
Ludacris. Goody Mob.
Okay, you know, I'm not familiar
you never
with
heard of Goody Mob.
No.
We need to take your player's card.
You do. Yeah, you do.
The Goody Mob. You got to know about the Goody Mob. Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Monica DeBrat. All these people are from Atlanta, you know. Mm. I know all of them.
So is that kind of like when you, so you're in LA, and but you're Atlanta based.
Right.
So, I mean, that. I guess people just kind of like Philadelphia, just sort of gravitate towards each other.
Absolutely. Because okay. I know Snoop well. I did a movie with Snoop called The Wash. You remember The Wash?
Mm-hmm.
With Dr. Dre and Snoop. You don't remember this?
No, I didn't say it.
Man, you got to get out. Really.
I'm working on it.
It actually was a good movie.
Is it a good movie?
A remake of The Car Wash. Remember The Car Wash? And
I loved Car Wash.
It was in 76 with Richard Pryor.
Yeah, absolutely. And Franklin and Ajay. Yeah.
And it was a remake. And so after Snoop met me, now we buddies. He called me. Everything.
What is it like? It's funny because you look at a guy like him, and you know he crosses all levels. He's hosting the game show. He's just totally,
right.
You know,
Stewart?
Like
Martha Stewart.
Smart.
I can't Stewart. Get enough of that.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And it's the Starsky and Hutch movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, holy crap, Snoop's funny.
He's actually a cool guy.
Yeah.
He just smoked all of it.
And well, you also know he's funny. If you go back and listen to Doggy Style. That is a funny album. It is foul. It is. I mean, but it's all about. I mean, it's just funny. The lyrics are hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as. And especially for the time, because you're talking about, you know, like mid 90s or whatever.
Not as gangsta.
Well, I mean, it's not really as gangsta as you would think.
But his style was always.
Gangsta is just a word. None of these guys are gangsters.
No.
You got a few of them that are gangster.
Yeah.
You know, but they go around like Trick Daddy. You heard of Trick Daddy?
Of course.
From Miami? Now, he's gangster.
Yeah.
Now, if he say, I'm going to kill you,
he's going to kill you.
You know what I'm saying? But most of them just portray to begin. They actually
who's the realist?
Men.
Who is the truest to the lifestyle that you ever encountered?
Trick Daddy.
Okay. Yeah.
Scarface.
Okay.
You know, these guys are real.
What about, like, 50? Because he's been, you know, you just always, 50 Cent. Like, he was shot a thousand times.
Oh,
you
know? But he's still a family guy. You know? But they do it for the image to make money, and I understand that. But most of these guys, no. And they're just not like that.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I got introduced to a new punk band recently, and I'm listening to it, and it's cute, like ska lyrics. I'm calling it cute because we're talking about gangster rap, but they're talking about, like, let the cops in when they come to the door. And I looked at them, and I was like, none of you guys have ever, ever had a police officer come to your door and pull some. No, there's none of this.
You may come across like that. It's not like that.
Right. I would imagine, though, the goal is if you are indeed living that lifestyle, a gang lifestyle, and you eventually get some fame and money, you want to get out of that lifestyle so you can live and enjoy the money that you've earned.
A lot of times, though, the image is predicated on that, so you perpetuate. There was a great meme going around. I forget who it was, but it was first I was all, it was one of
it was Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. First I was all like, and it shows him in his badass stage, and then he was
straight family guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at the game.
It showed him in.
He's real.
Rowing down the river on.
I forgot what movie
RV
it was.
Or trip.
You were with him in the Triple X. You were in that State of the Union.
Yeah. And Cube is really nice.
Seems
smart,
to be.
Smart. Yeah. Very smart.
Entrepreneur.
And then you look at the game.
Yeah.
The rapper called it, and he's real.
Okay.
That ain't a joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Who made you the most uncomfortable when you were around?
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight.
When he spoke to me, I looked at him like he was a ghost. Hey, Bruce, how you doing? Like,
you don't know what to say.
To did you say something to me?
Like,
I'm a fool with Suge Knight.
Yeah.
And you see a big guy like that with a red suit on and it's leather.
Yeah.
And it's 90 degrees. Something is wrong with that picture.
Today. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Bruce is joining us, and he's going to be at Punchline tonight through Saturday. I understand cars are a passion of yours.
Oh, man, I love Buicks.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love Buicks.
Buicks are great cars.
I got old Buicks. I got a 63 Riviera. I have a 69 Riviera. I have a 70 Riviera. I have a 70 Wildcat convertible.
Do you ever have a Skylark?
I have two. I have a...
What year?
68. Two 68. One hard top is 6-speed. And
wow.
A convertible is automatic. I have a 70 Skylark. I have a...
You're real deal.
68 deuce and a quarter.
What is it about Buicks?
My granddad always had Buick.
Okay.
And he used to always look at me when he drive and say, when you get your car, get your Buick. You know, he 3-speed on a tree, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
I just thought he was a genius because he knew where the gears were.
Right.
How did he do that?
Yeah.
That's one right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh,
I have one
yeah.
of those.
Dude, that's
I have
nice.
A black one.
Oh, what year is that? Mine bought yeah. one. Yeah. yeah. Okay.
They actually were very good. See, a 1970 Buick Skylark GS Stage 1 was the fastest production car General Motors made.
My neighbor had got one and restored it. It's a hell of a car.
Oh, yeah.
A hell of a car.
Yeah. See, Nick and I, both of our like first cars were hand-me-down Buick Skylarks.
You still got it?
No. It was 89.
Yeah, not quite as classic as a look.
What year was it?
Mine was in 89. It was called the Little 89? Limousine.
That Dude. Was a front wheel drive. The best thing to do with that is put a blade up on it and cut grass with it.
not now, impressed.
Cutlass is Buick, right?
No, that's Oldsmobile. That's a 70 right there.
All right.
I don't know who's bringing that up, but that's a 70.
That's what you have? We're looking at it right
now. I have one. But you get a Buick Skylark Stage 1.
Yeah.
Was the faster? It was faster than the Chevelle, the Grand Prix, the Vette, the 442.
Really? Okay.
Yes. In 1970.
What was the stock engine in it?
It was a 455.
Okay.
370 horse. Whoa.
So let me ask you: can you work the car itself? Can you work on the engine?
I do, but I'm the supervisor. I don't do any work.
Okay.
I got guys to do it for me, so they always call me the supervisor.
You're the head chef.
Yeah. Do you know what I know? The people though who tinker with these, like these cars in particular, and at this level. They always tinker. They're always changing
something.
And they
always know what's going on. Like when something happens, they go like, wait a minute.
Yeah, right.
I think I know what it is. Mm-hmm. And they go right to the source.
Yeah.
But they're fun to have, so you know.
You have your guys that you go to. You got your crew that puts
I got a special guy to do interior work. I had a guy to do paint. I have a guy specialized in transmissions.
Do you go full authentic to the time or do you put in modern tech?
Oh, I go all the way with it.
Really?
From ground up, yes.
Really? Well, that's
I
wild.
I have 10 Buicks.
Jeez. Now, where do you keep them all?
I have a big warehouse.
Okay. Wow.
And I do car shows, but I do it with the older guys. You
okay.
know? You know, the wife make cookies and brownies.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know. You can't go with the young guys. It's too crazy. Yeah. But you know the guys. You know,
the
good old boys. You know, I had a Buick like that, and it'll run like a stripe ape. And you want a cookie? I said, yeah, matter of fact, I do. So these are the kind of guys I go around.
Yeah.
Because it's peaceful.
Uh-huh.
They're just sitting there taking it easy.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not starting any confusion.
No.
And they're nice guys.
Just conversing about.
But you go to these young guys with the cars sit up in the air like it's four-wheel drive. You know, they can't turn because the wheels are too big.
Yeah.
I don't do those.
Yeah.
Because some happen, you hear guns clicking everywhere.
Yeah.
I was actually on a show like that one time, and a guy was coming through the lanes, making his car hop.
Yeah.
And he hit a car.
Oh, my God.
And it was a car show, and he go,
oh, no.
Boom. And next time I heard click, 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 click. It's blocked everywhere.
No, that's not for you.
And you hear my beer. I'm
gone. Where are the cookies? Where are the cookies?
Well, the cookies and brownies. You know, your wife make these little mints. I love them.
That's awesome, man. Well, Bruce, have you been to Philadelphia before?
Oh, of course.
Many times.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
When I, you know, back in the day when I stripped, I used to strip. And
the cave.
You don't believe that. No.
The cave was the place.
Yeah, I was stripping. Yeah.
You were stripping in the cave.
Yeah, I was doing like churches and stuff. Oh. Churches really love to see you strip.
Oh, yeah.
The mother boy adores it.
Yeah. The classic strip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get totally naked.
Yeah,
it was breathtaking.
It's what the crowd wants.
They couldn't believe it, but I made a lot of money.
I believe it.
He's looking at me like, are you serious? I told a guy at the airport one time, I said, I strip. He said, what you stripping? Cars and trucks.
No, but we're happy to have you in and back in town.
Thank you.
Punchline is where Bruce is going to be performing. There's one show tonight and then two shows tomorrow and Saturday, 7:30 and 10:15. So you can get the tickets at phillypunchline.com. So make sure you go see Bruce. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
Enjoy your time. Stay warm,
great,
too.
We
man.
Will.
Yeah. That's
chilly. Bruce!
Thank you.
On the Preston and Steve Show. We'll break. We'll be back in a moment. Let me give away another Tortugas gift card.
Tortugas!
Yes. Yeah, they're serving up food this morning. $25 gift card. I'll take callers 11 and 12 at 215-263-WMMR, and we will set you up with those. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
you've got an Amazon Echo, Spot, or Dot, make sure you first enable the MMR skill.
Alexa, enable MMR.
Once you do, it's easy as pie to listen to MMR's live stream, the Preston and Steve Daily Podcast, or the Bizarre Files. Your wish is our command with simple voice-activated access to WMMR. Alexa, open MMR.
All right, thank you, Marissa. Yeah, the dessert I was eating was the Buñuelos. Ice cream dessert from Tortugas, and it's got honey on it, and it's on like a cinnamon little toasty yummy thing.
It's Spanish for boner.
God, that's great. Oh, thank you guys for being here today. Hey, I want to give away, I have another gift card to give away, but I'm not going to do that right now. What I do want to give away is some more of these movie screening passes for Alita Battle Angel, which we have tonight, and it's at the IMAX screen at the UA Riverview. 7 o'clock. You need to be there by 6:30. There's a little pre thing that's going on with filmmakers James Cameron and Robert Rodriguez. They're going to roll, and then after the credits roll, 6 minute behind the scenes exclusive, followed by cast and filmmaker Q&A. I have a London premiere. Casey's going to be hosting it. So let's take at least a dozen callers right now, and we will give you passes to the movie tonight. 215-263-WMMR. In the meantime, I'm going to take this phone call from Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. The question is, how are you, sir?
I am super great.
Yeah. Why are you so excited?
Because I won $1,000.
That's freaking awesome. You did that through GoFund yourself, didn't you, sir?
I sure did.
Congratulations.
I'm going to ask Casey, boy.
Oh,
$1,000.
A Delco native. Where are you from, Ray?
I am from Ashton, PA.
Ashton.
Born and raised.
All right. Very good, my man. So for listening, you're a faithful, giving us your ears every day. Just a little appreciation. We're throwing you $1,000 courtesy of our friends at Armor Metals and Recycling. And you could still take it a step further, Ray. Since you've entered the contest, you're eligible for a $10,000 grand prize, which will be given away in just a few days. So $1,000, good way to get started on this Thursday. So congrats to you, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Listening to you guys all the time. Big fan.
Thank awesome, you so buddy. Much. Hang on the line. We appreciate it. There you go. There's another one. Next one's coming up at 11 a.m. We're going to do this through Monday. We're going to, because we, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was one of the days that we were doing this contest, and we want to make sure that we get the full amount of work days that we promised us. So Monday, there will be yet another contest.
I love it.
So listen up for your chance.
And then somebody wins $10,000.
Yeah. Exactly.
Top of it.
All right, we're going to do the Bizarre File right now.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
All right, the B-File this morning is brought to you by Jack Frost and Big Boulder Ski Areas. There's something for all of the snow lovers in your family at Jack Frost and Big Boulder. Skiing, snowboarding, or snow tubing. Go to JFBB.com and save up to 50% on lift tickets. JFBB, where the snow comes first. Matt Kroll spent 41 days in jail, wrongly accused, according to the Martin County Sheriff's Office. He was locked up over Christmas and New Year's, but he and 10 others are now out, and the deputy who arrested him is fired. Kroll had a white powdery substance that was found in the driver's side door, wrapped in plastic with a hair tie around it. Kroll said it was Tide laundry detergent. Deputy Stephen O'Leary said it was heroin, a lot of heroin. And Kroll said, I just looked at him baffled and confused because I had no idea as to where 92 grams of heroin came from inside of my van. Kroll says he bought his Astro van about 3 weeks prior for $1,400. So maybe the last owner had left it behind. But the street price of 92 grams is about $18,000. Kroll said the guy wasn't fit to be a cop. He was parked, and he admits that he had taken a sip of Budweiser that was in the cup holder, and paramedics arrived, and then deputies, and Kroll has been in trouble with the law before, so none of this set well for him.
Yeah.
And then this guy sees his bag in there, and I guess they didn't test it?
No, they did not.
And
eventually they did.
And that's why this guy's getting out of jail.
And that, it happened with a couple of people, didn't it?
10 people.
Yeah.
10 people altogether. So, and I'm sorry, 11 people. All the charges have been dropped. Stuff like this has happened before, but they really need to do the official test before they go throwing people in
you're
jail.
You're in jail for 40-some-odd days.
Yeah, yeah. That's enough time to figure out that was Tide dishwashing detergent.
Yeah.
Wow. Or I guess it's not dish.
Well, sometimes
laundry detergent.
Yeah. You could wash your dishes in the washing machine.
They'll smell great.
One man who knew instantly that he'd found the one had to sadly deal with her death when she passed away a year into their relationship. Sad. But the one, for Japanese man Yuta Shinohara, was a cockroach.
I listed my cockroach.
And because he wanted her to live forever within him, Yuta decided to eat his lover.
Oh, my God.
Yuta explained...
It was more fun than she was alive.
He explained how he bought the cockroach, lovingly named Lisa, by the way. He bought it from Africa and even had sex dreams about her.
I love you, Lisa.
But he didn't attempt to do the deed in real life because the size doesn't work.
I'm so big, aren't I?
Yuta is somewhat...
I guess I'm too big for you, huh? I'm too much man!
Somewhat of a bug connoisseur in Japan, where he's made a name for himself in insect cuisine. He's organized events serving bug cocktails, insect pastries, and ramens with crickets and mealworms.
Amazingly, I can't find a date.
He even has a favorite tree, which he calls Heaven, that he enjoys napping on.
He's a great tree.
When interviewed, he was asked whether the couple communicated. Yuta replied, it could have been my imagination since I got too attached over time that I started to feel as if we were communicating. We were 100% serious. No human girl was as attractive as Lisa. Lisa was my first love. I pictured doing it with her many times because I really liked her. I know it's impossible... But I imagined a world where cockroaches become supersized or I became small.
It hurts so much.
I know, because I'm so big, right?
You're so big, you're the king.
Yeah, I'm the king, all right. I'm so huge, right, Lisa?
Yeah, you're so big. You biggest man ever.
I know, I'm so big, right?
But sadly, all good things must come to an end, and a year later, Lisa died naturally because cockroaches have an average lifespan.
I would beach out.
About a year.
Sorry.
The day she passed away was difficult, he said, but I knew it had to come since she was a cockroach with a short lifespan. With that in mind, I ate her in reverence.
Oh, my God.
So now Lisa lives in my heart and continues living
in my poop
as part of my poop. That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. You know that comes out the other end there, buddy.
Look at the flex of Lisa in my poop.
Though he is still getting over Lisa, Yuta is focused on his appetite for bug cuisine.
Who is this? Debbie. Lisa had a sister?
Hoping that it comes into mainstream.
It's so wrong.
But so right, isn't it, Debbie?
It's so wrong.
But it's right, because I'm so huge, right, Debbie?
You're so big.
Dear God, what's happening?
You started it.
He hopes that bug cuisine comes into mainstream fashion in the future. So,
bet you he wishes a lot of things.
He probably does wish about a lot of things. Are you wrapping me up?
No.
Oh, okay, I thought I saw hand signal.
I was just being excited.
Okay. How about this?
Over that union.
Most people are pretty repulsed by the thought of leeches.
I'm a big right leecher. Huh? You've been talking to the cockroaches. You want some of what I got.
But a man caught with 5,000 leeches in his luggage at a Canadian airport back in October loves them. National Geographic broke the story on Friday, saying that a dog discovered the leeches in the luggage at Toronto Pearson International Airport on October 17th.
Do most airports have leech-smelling dogs?
That's a good question. The man was charged with illegally importing an international species without a required permit and faces a court hearing in Toronto next month. The man reportedly told airport officials the leeches were for his personal use and that the leech's wastewater would enrich his flowers.
So I'm opening a leechitarium.
He was using them for that particular purpose. I'm sorry. And then one last thing. Even New York City residents were baffled after they spotted a couch suspended about 25 feet up in a tree without explanation for days. Huh. The couch was photographed up the tree in a residential part of West 95th Street in Manhattan near Amsterdam Avenue on the Upper West Side. Neighbors said that it had been stuck in the tree for several days and there wasn't a known explanation.
Huh.
Now, I got this story a couple of days ago, but at the time, they were unclear if the city had planned to remove the couch. I'm not sure if it's still up there or not, but nobody knows exactly.
Yep. Sitting up in the tree.
Why the couch is up in the tree.
If I was a betting man, I would say somebody probably threw it out of a balcony apartment.
Yeah, they got stuck there.
Yeah.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. All right, am I doing these? Okay, the last of our movie screening passes. Alita Battle Angel is tonight at the UA Riverview IMAX Theater. Starts at 7 o'clock. You'll need to be there by 6:30. It doesn't hit theaters till February 14th. It looks like a really cool visual film.
Yeah.
So let's take the last 10 callers and fill up that theater. 215-263-WMMR. Remember, it is tonight, by the way, that you'll need to be there. We're going to take a break. Coming back in a moment. See if you paid attention today, because we'll have a lesson question and trash and music news as well. Stay with us.
MMR rocks. Enough said.
Let's see. We're going to do a lesson question. And today we are giving away a 4-pack of tickets for the Philly Auto Show. And that opens this weekend, by the way. So the question that I have to go with today is, who is Lisa the Cockroach's sister? 215-263-WMMR. I was just a few minutes ago. Sometimes we'll give you a real simple one. Who is Lisa the Cockroach's sister? 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. We're going to do the trash while you're calling.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And it's brought to you by Dunkin'. The best twos are Dunkin' go-tos. Two egg and cheese wraps for $2. Two bagels with cream cheese spread for $4. Two bacon, egg, and cheese croissants for $5. Preston and Steve runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer and exclusions apply. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, as we were just talking about Ariana Grande thinking she got a tattoo of the name of her newest album, Seven Rings, written in Japanese, but finding out it actually says Japanese barbecue. Regardless, Grande says she's going to follow the Japanese quote on her ribs, which she just learned actually says smelly cooter fart.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Yeah. Ace Frehley accusing Gene Simmons of once groping his wife years ago. Frehley says he was so furious when he found out that he could barely stay aroused during a groupie orgy.
Oh my God.
And finally, Charles Dion McDowell. This is the criminal who became a viral sensation for having a ridiculously wide neck, is back behind bars after his bail was revoked. McDowell has been ordered to appear before a judge in a suit and is making plans to use a seatbelt as a bow tie. Did you see this guy?
No, who's this?
So this is the guy. It was kind of, yeah, this guy. Look at the neck on this dude.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's wider than his head.
Wow. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the question, who is Lisa the Cockroach's sister? And I am going to go to Brian, see if we can get an answer. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so who is Lisa the Cockroach's sister?
Debbie,
yeah. Correct, Brian. Hang on. And we got a 4-pack of tickets to Philly Auto Show. And it's back February 2nd to the 10th. 700,000 square feet, 700 vehicles. 9 days, all under one roof, by the way. There's nothing like it. You can visit PhillyAutoShow.com for the details. Let's do our music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
Brought to you this morning by the hilarious Amy Schumer, live at the Legendary Tower Theater, Friday, February 1st. All tickets originally purchased for Amy Schumer's December 1st show are going to be honored. And limited tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Amy Schumer at the Tower, and that is February 1st. So Weezer is on track to earn its 9th top 10 album on the Billboard 200 album chart next week. This is following the release of its latest self-titled LP, also known as the Teal Album. The surprise collection of covers, which was issued unexpectedly by the band last week, is predicted to land in the top 10 with a sales around 35,000 equivalent album units. The number will represent tracking of the LP's first full week of sales activity since it came out on a Wednesday and debuted at number 47 on this week's chart.
Isn't it wild that an album of basically very faithful covers is doing so well for them?
Yeah, they're enjoying the success of that, which is cool, which means maybe we'll get some more down the road. The next set of original Weezer music, though, the long-awaited Black Album, is going to be released March 1st, so it won't be too long before we have a whole other album from them. Slash has praised Greta Van Fleet's success, saying that the young Michigan outfit is opening the door for other up-and-coming rock artists. Slash stated, that whole phenomenon is pretty interesting and cool. It's really opening the doors for a lot of young new bands, which there are a ton of, that just can't get any kind of traction.
I'm your fan.
He said, so it's really cool that those guys are making such headway. He said, the thing is, there's really cool energy right now for new rock and roll bands, and it's the right kind of energy because it's kids that are doing this for the right reasons. It's all about the music, and it's about the passion of doing whatever it takes to be able to get your music out in front of people. So he likes them. Bad Wolves frontman Tommy Vext has spoken about the process of the recording sessions for the band's second album. He said, what we did basically is in the downtime of last year, we would record a few songs here and there on the weeks that we had off from touring. So now we're coming into this year. John, our drummer, just finished in the studio in Vegas, and we're 21 songs into the new record, of which I have sang only three. So I've got a lot of work to do. They were one of the biggest breakouts of 2018, scoring a massive chart-topping hit with their cover of the Cranberries' Zombie. And, of course, Dolores was supposed to appear on that
record,
but she died tragically before she could record her parts. And then finally, I mentioned this earlier this morning, the Beatles have announced that Academy Award-winning director Peter Jackson, best known for the Lord of the Rings series, among others, is going to head up a new film called From the Massive Amount of Film Outtakes from the band's 1970 Let It Be movie. The still untitled film is based around 55 hours of never-released footage of the Beatles rehearsing and recording at Twickenham Film Studios and Apple Studios, shot between January 2nd and January 31st of 1969.
Twickenham.
This film, which has no release date yet, is being made the full cooperation of Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and, of course, the widows of John Lennon and George Harrison, Yoko Ono and Olivia Harrison.
Oh, look, everyone. Yoko's here. Yay.
The project's exclusive producers are Ken Kamens from Wingnut Films, Jeff Jones, and Jonathan Clyde from the Beatles' Apple Corps as well. Following the release of this new film, a restored version of the original Let It Be movie directed by Michael Lindsay Hogg will also be released. Peter Jackson spoke about the new movie in the official announcement, saying the 55 hours of never-before-seen footage and 140 hours of audio made available to us ensures this movie will be the ultimate fly-on-the-wall experience that Beatles fans have long dreamt about. And it's like a time machine transports us back to 1969, and we get to sit in the studio watching these four friends make great music together.
I love the last one, the 8 days a week that
Ron Howard did.
It was excellent.
It's excellent. It was their touring years.
Yeah.
And it just followed them around to different live shows. And I thought that one was brilliant.
Great.
Absolutely loved it. So anyhow, they're looking forward to putting this out. I've recently watched like a week or two ago. I went back and skimmed through the whole movie of Let It Be. Just, it's been years, it's been ages since I've watched that.
That was a popular one on the midnight. Remember when they used to have midnight movies?
Yeah.
That was always one of them.
And I went to the end where they perform on the roof. And you know what? God damn, they were great.
Yeah.
They were just a good band. And I mean, just gigging together. Because by this time, they stripped it down and they started playing just as a four-piece. Well, with Billy Preston, it was five because he was playing keyboards. But they stripped it down and went a little more basic in the studio. And these guys playing live, I mean, they were just, their instrumentation, their vocals, everything was just great. So it's still relevant today. Anyhow, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie come out. And there you go. That's what I have in music news for you this morning. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to give away the last Tortugas gift certificate.
Tortugas!
I love that name. Tortugas is here this morning. They've been serving up amazing food, and we will take caller number 18 and give you a $25 gift card, 215-263-WMMR. People love Tortugas in Collegeville. They've been in business for 18 years, have won numerous local awards, best Mexican restaurant as well. They make their chips, guacamole, and salsa fresh every day. They have an extensive menu, including steak, chicken, seafood, vegetarian dishes, and in addition to your Mexican favorites. There's a lot of cop here.
Tortugas!
Like tacos, enchiladas, burritos, tamales, and chimichangas. So go there, enjoy, and we'll take that caller and give you the prize. We'll be back in just a moment.
As you make plans for Super Bowl weekend,
the Patriots again?
Don't forget to join us Saturday as 93.3 WMMR celebrates
Groundhog Day!
A
tip of the midwinter musical cap to the furry little rodent in western PA, and our homage to the beloved Bill Murray film.
I'm reliving the same day over and over.
Bing! Bing! I got you.
We promise, no Sonny and Cher. And we'll try not to repeat ourselves, but it is Groundhog Day on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. But it is Groundhog Day on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
What the f*** is this?
Ah, shut up.
What the f*** is this?
I would explain it to you, but I hit a button at an inopportune time, and it automatically triggered the...
Where's that sound?
All right, you want me, you want me to yell? I'll yell.
Fix this thing! Here. Fix it!
You're not doing anything.
What the f***?
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
I don't know.
Hit a button. Hit a button.
There you go, buddy. There you go.
Fixed it.
Thank you, Casey.
You got to ask me nicely.
Yeah, exactly. I think you can come down here and flash a badge and make me nervous. Rush on 93.3 WMMR, Tom Sawyer. I was
how
really
cool, right?
What I was trying to do is play it out to the very, 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 very end as it fades out. Neil does one more drum fill. But we have this system set up to automatically trigger the next element in our queue here, and that's what happens.
After the final drum strike, there is this.
I need to listen.
You didn't
closer
even know that. Yeah, yeah.
To moving pictures. All right. Anyhow, Rush on 93.3 WMMR. It's about 10:28 on a very, very chilly Thursday morning. I want to thank Bruce for braving the elements.
Coming
in this morning. He's a really nice guy.
And he is a fan of the Buicks.
Yeah, I didn't know he owns 10 Buicks.
Yes.
But he's going to be performing at Punchline tonight, 8 o'clock, then Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and 10. You can go to punchlinephilly.com. And thank you to Tortugas for being here from Collegeville.
I just burped up Tortugas. It's delicious.
They're in the Redner Shopping Center in Collegeville, and they are not only BYOB, they're BYOT. You bring your own tequila with you.
And PYT.
And that's a pretty young thing.
Yeah.
But they will mix it up in their own margarita mix for you, and that's a pretty cool little service. I like it, and they're really nice guys. And they were they actually won the meat and eat contest today. So they came in. They would like you to remember that they can for your Super Bowl party. Quarts of salsa, guacamole, freshly made chips. They make them themselves. They have wings, hot mild barbecue and chipotle sauce, 7-layer dip, taco, enchilada, burrito trays, all that stuff for your party.
So I love Mexican food, but when you have authentic Mexican food.
Mm. Made fresh.
Big difference.
TortugasMex.com to get their information and to place your orders. Pierre is here. He's made it in. You look good. You don't look freezing cold.
It's
brisk.
Sunny.
Yeah.
But the sun does make a difference. However, there is a biting cold, correct?
Yes, but there is not a wind. I heard you guys say a wind is expected at some point in the day. As of this moment, at least here in beautiful Ballykinwood, beautiful sleepy suburban Ballykinwood, there is no wind. That doesn't mean there won't be one.
By the way, when you came in, you had one glove on, and I thought that was kind of a unique Michael Jackson tribute.
I had gloves on while I was driving, and I was trying to adjust
the touchscreen. You can't.
And I had to take the glove off because there are those gloves that work with cell phone things.
And they're good. They do work. Yeah.
But I don't have them.
Yeah.
And so I had to take the glove off, and then I didn't even realize it until I walked in the door that I had the glove on. But you've got to be unique in this world. No one else has done that one glove thing. So I'd be the first person to try it.
Right.
Reap off, mother effer.
Yeah. So we should do the letter of the day. You ready for that?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the President Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
E is in eternal.
All right. And
is that?
Tomorrow we give away our prize, an RCA 55-inch 4K Ultra HD Smart TV and a $50 Philly Pretzel Factory gift card. You can order your big game party trays from Philly Pretzel Factory, and pretzels are twisted and baked fresh every day. Visit your local store or order online at PhillyPretzelFactory.com. So we will give away that prize tomorrow, which should be good. You going to try and warm the pipples up today, ma'am?
I'm going to do my very best.
Cool.
It'll be heated music all day long.
Hot
so
tunes.
So know that just put your hands near your speakers and you're going to feel the heat and it'll warm you. We'll have Go Fund Yourself another couple of opportunities at $1,000 at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Another $50 Philly Pretzel Factory gift card and some cool blocks, including Robert DeLeo of STP's birthday's coming up.
This is a hot song.
Yeah,
I like Hot-blooded.
It. I like it. I like it. This is
Hot-blooded?
Def Leppard, right?
No.
Kidding. I know. I did a block for you.
I know you did.
I think I had this song in it.
Don't warm me up. So anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
No,
you.
No. It's all groovy. STP for Robert DeLeo's birthday this weekend. We're going to get into a block of Cage the Elephant. I think you guys played the new song.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to play that again in a workforce block of Cage the Elephant.
Cool.
And then another block. I'm not quite sure what it's going to be yet, but it'll be whatever it will be. And
the
that'll
mystery
be good.
Block.
Yeah.
Love it.
And well, I was going to do.
That's a mystery.
I was going to do a block of Bruce, but then you gave me an idea of hot songs, so maybe I should do a block of hot songs.
Yeah. That could be good.
Yeah.
Another good one.
It's a good one.
All right. Hear the rest of it later today.
I am a new...
That's a tease.
I'm going to thank our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Drexel University. Experience what it's like to study online at Drexel. Drexel.edu/test drive and Meineke, America's choice for auto repair. Tomorrow on the program, Jim Florentine is stopping by and we'll spend some time with him. And... Joe Gatto of the Impractical Jokers. We're going to talk to him.
Excellent.
I told Casey to get him on. They came in town. I wanted to thank him for something, and I'll explain what that is.
Should we announce our little impromptu thing for tomorrow?
Tomorrow is big game day.
Big game day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting ready for the big game. Because, you know, you can't say Super Bowl on the radio.
Or NFL. Or say that everything like you that. Do is sponsored by the NFL.
No, we're going to be doing big game day tomorrow morning, and we're going to be playing some of our favorite contest games. Tomorrow.
That's what you do when your team's not in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Which you can't say.
You can't say that.
And listen, we are going to be dusting off some of our favorite games, ones that have not been played in years and years and years and years.
Yes, by popular request.
So we'll see if we can get it together and have that tomorrow morning.
And I wish we could say that this is brought to you by the Super Bowl, but you can't say that?
You can't say that. Super Bowl.
All right, that's it. So we're done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
So the woman who loves doing dishes, weird, can you come to my house? Because we just moved and we don't have a dishwasher and they're starting to pile up.
Next message.
Hey, if you love washing dishes, give me $100 a day and I'll let you wash all my dishes.
Next message.
I want to say a big f*** you to the people who are out jogging with their baby Tyler's towers right now. It's 5 degrees out. Do you need to exercise that bad? Do you need to put your child's life in danger? I'm sure you're on a treadmill. Jog on that. Some people are just ridiculous.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.